Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I wouldn't call it Waco Part 2, where the BATF, along with the FBI, wanted to get anti-terror funding and launch a war against Christians in this country. I wouldn't call it what happened on April 19th, 1993, on day 51. But this is another conspiracy. If you pull back from it, what we see unfolding in Waco, Texas. And the conspiracy is this is part of the drug war and the thug culture that we're living under. I wouldn't say this is part of Jade Helm or this is crisis actors and nothing happened up there with the 160 arrested, 9 dead, and a whole bunch of people wounded. This is the thug biker gang culture in this country that if we're not careful, mixed in with the Crips and the Bloods and the Mexican Mafia and all the rest of it, will turn us into something like Mexico. Economies based on thugism, based on gangs of crooks, based on tribal allegiances. This is a prison culture. We don't really have universities that give you a future, but if you go to prison, you will generally be pretty much forced into some type of criminal activity once you get out, because what else are you going to do? And this is all part of the larger slide into the conquest economy that I talk a lot about. Now, that said, the police aren't making a big deal of this, but if you read or watch the press conferences, they had undercover there. They had uniformed officers there. They told Twin Peaks this was getting out of control with upwards now of 5 different major biker gangs there, several of them clearly criminal organizations. And they knew that something would end up basically flaring up, because this is not like a rally or something with a bunch of motorcycle aficionados. This is a bunch of basically drug-dealing thugs and wannabe tough guys who basically want to set up their own type of organized crime operations inside of this country. And a lot of times, the organized crime, higher up levels, uses the motorcycle gangs as their puppets. And then the motorcycle gangs, like the Bandidos, the Hells Angels, and others, have their own motorcycle gang puppets underneath them. And it is just absolutely the antithesis of the culture I'm into. I've talked a lot about this, whether they're black gangs, white gangs, Hispanic gangs, Asian gangs, corrupt police departments that become gangs, government that become thugs and gangs. You know, the Nazis were a gang, the communists were a gang. It is gang culture that is a plague on this country. And I personally have seen motorcycle gangs be rude to people's families in South Padre. I've seen them be rude to people out in the parking lot at the rodeo. And motorcycle gangs more and more are going to meet with the fate they met with the police when they mess with citizens. A lot of citizens will just pull an assault rifle out of their car and waste, you know, 10, 15 of these bikers. Because people are sick of guys running around trying to act tough and intimidate everybody because they're so hard and they're willing to go to prison. Oh, I'm so impressed. You're willing to go to prison. You're willing to not want to have a future. Oh, you're so cool. Oh, you deal drugs that the government ships in. Oh, how impressive. We're all so scared. And, of course, they ran up into a larger gang, the police, that were just waiting for something to happen. If the police have done anything wrong, it's that they are not making a bigger deal about exactly who they shot when. Because I bet when it comes out, some biker pulled out a gun, started shooting, and the cops just wasted a whole group of them. Notice they're not even saying which bikers they killed yet. But we've got a good idea. If you go to drudgereport.com, they've got a photo of the scene with the Cossacks out there with their Nazi thunderbolts all over their arms. We'll be back.
The hashtag Black Lives Matter is being used by demonstrators all across the country. But why should it be capped with the actions of police? What if it was expanded to include another area where lives are being lost? Abortion. It wasn't that long ago that New York reported it had more black babies aborted than born. With this in mind, join the Black Lives Matter demonstration this Thursday, May 21st, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Planned Parenthood on Ben White Boulevard in South Austin. The demonstration will be aired live on the nationally syndicated Alex Jones Show. Make your own Black Lives Matter signs and join us this Thursday, May 21st, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Planned Parenthood located at 201 East Ben White Boulevard in Austin. Be sure to use the public right-of-way, and let's put truth into action.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
We let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Quayle will be joining us in the second and third hour today to talk about weather wars, what's happening with the drought across the United States, intensifying in California, UN involvement with Jade Helm, and the appeal that Obama will make for UN troops if they're able to start civil unrest nationwide this summer, with more race riots set to be kicked off in Cleveland. Ja'Kari Jackson and Joe Biggs are now making their way there as we speak. We're going to break down all this and a lot more coming up today with Steve Quayle, and we'll open the phones up in the third hour with Steve Quayle. That said, Waco is back in the headlines, not for the brutal siege that killed so many young children back in 1993, ending in a fiery explosion. No, it's at a Twin Peaks, basically, bikini bar. It's similar to Hooters. And it happened just up the road from where we broadcast from here in Austin, Texas. The Cossacks, the Bandidos, and other groups listed by law enforcement as organized crime. At least five different biker gangs were meeting there. And the Twin Peaks management refused to do anything, according to police, to mitigate the situation. So the police staked it out as best we know, because quite frankly, government lies so much, I just don't believe things out of hand, but it may be true. Probably is true. There's a lot of witnesses confirming what they saw. And you've got 9 dead, a whole bunch of people wounded, 160 plus arrested, when yesterday at high noon, someone disrespected someone's prison etiquette out in the bathroom area, stall area. That spilt into the parking lot where fights started, then knife fights, then firearms were pulled out. And then supposedly, as soon as the gunfire started echoing, the police took out some of the bikers. They're not saying how many. That's probably because they took all of them out and then don't want it to sound like they just executed them. We've got the controlled left running around saying it's white privilege because of the way that the bikers were treated. You mean put on the ground, handcuffed, and sent to jail? The police setting up checkpoints down the road as more people arrived, arresting them as part of suspicion and organized crime ring? They're basically throwing the book at them. Now, anyone who's a routine listener knows that I don't like motorcycle gangs. I don't dislike the veterans groups that like to have their own clubs. That's great. They go out and do community service or Christian groups. And you've got a right if you want to have a group and, you know, get a reputation as tough guys or whatever. That's your issue. But I personally, and people I know, when they've had families with them, including myself once, have had motorcycle gangs aggressively pull up on the curb in front of me and then ask me if I have a problem. And I just freeze and start getting angry. And in both cases, they didn't push it, which is a good thing because, man, I'm not out here wearing leather and tough guy stuff and skulls and swastikas all over me and everything. I just want to have a free country and my children have a future. But, I mean, nice people are the most violent, vicious people around. Everybody knows that. And these biker gangs are a joke and need to be dealt with, or we're going to end up being just like Mexico, which has got a bunch of gangs fighting with each other, ruling the country, and it's disintegrating into hell on earth. But in America, the thug culture, not just in the Mexican mafia or in the Crips and the Bloods with the black folks or with the white supremacists out of the prisons and the prison culture, but with the media and MTV, I don't care whether it's country music or hip-hop, thugism is cool. And we've seen it adopted in the police departments in many areas. We've seen it adopted in the U.S. military. Gangs are just rampant. And it's what you see when a society is declining. It's what you see in a system where things aren't based on ideas and based on free association and based on valuing the individual. It's based on mindless, primitive, law of the jungle, thugism. And it's what brought down the Roman Empire. The Nazi Party, if they were anything, were an organized criminal street gang made up of military veterans. This is the thug culture I talk about. And I don't care if it's a group of black thugs at Barton Springs Pool threatening white people that I witnessed 2 Saturday nights ago and who walked by me and made obnoxious statements to the friends I was with, because there were some attractive ladies there. Basically, give us your women, we're going to have sex with them. Oh, you don't like it. How would you like to get popped upside the head, cracker? This isn't America. It isn't where I want to be. And I'm telling you, I grew up in Dallas and saw a lot of this, and it was not fun. And I was a creature, not of it, but in it. And I didn't go around acting tough. I was tough. And I didn't go around wearing gangster outfits. I went around wearing polo shirts. And I guess that's why people wanted trouble. Well, they got it. And the same thing goes today now. I've lived in Austin for 23, 24 years since my last year of high school. And I've never had to deal in just general areas of Austin with gangster activity, thug activity, motorcycle gang activity. And I'm telling you, it's going on all over the place. And that's why I carry a firearm. Because I'm not going to get in some knockdown dragout with some bikers or with some black racist thugs or Mexican racist thugs. If somebody tries to assault me, I'm just going to defend my family. Center of mass. And I couldn't imagine being around 165, 170 criminal motorcycle gang people and a fight not breaking out between them. And I totally get what the police did up in Waco, probably shooting all nine of them because they were just going to run around and wave their guns around and probably shoot in the air and the rest of it and see the real world encroached, putting them 6 feet under. But I'm just tired of driving down a country road and there'll be a couple guys in motorcycle gang and they'll kind of get over in the lane and bug their eyes out at you. I mean, all that's going to happen if you chase me down is I'm just going to get out of my car with a M4 and defend myself. I mean, I'm not looking for trouble, but I mean, you guys just really have a death wish. I don't like ISIS. They're the exact same kind of people. Running around in their gang, running around with their black outfits and their flags and taking over cities, taking over towns, raping and killing the Christians. I'll tell you, I've seen the New York police act like gangs. I've seen other police departments act like it when they attacked our reporters in Ferguson. Just shooting them with rubber bullets and tear gassing them for no reason. Makes me want to throw up. But this is what we've got, is just a nation of a bunch of men that think it's tough to act like thugs and criminals. What's tough is to be strong and to be honorable and to build a good civilization and to be involved in community service that really helps people. And by community service, I mean standing up against the tyrants usurping the country. Our country's being taken over by foreign banks. Our country's being leveled and turned into a criminal enterprise completely. You can argue it's always had problems, but I mean, it's really here now. And a lot of people are just giving up on believing in a free market system, and they're joining with the criminal system, because this is the key point. They see foreign mega gangs, the foreign banking cartels that run the major mercenary and paramilitary groups and that control our foreign policy and control our Pentagon, taking control of everything and getting away with it. And so young people say, hey, I'm going to go join organized crime. I'm going to break the law. I'm not going to engage in a policy of truth. I'm going to engage in a policy of dishonor. And I'm only going to be honorable to my dirtbag gang. And there is no honor in these dirtbag gangs. They talk about honor all day. All they do is use people, and they're dishonorable to each other, and there's no honor amongst thieves. We are a nation of sheep. As Thomas Jefferson said, if we ever became a nation of sheep, we would be ruled by wolves. And we are now ruled by wolves. And we're going into a total wolf predator culture. And it's destroying productivity and prosperity and security. And it will force egalitarian, true liberals, classical liberals, paleoconservatives, constitutionalists, whatever you want to call people like me, into going into a fortress mentality. It'll force mainly mainline conservatives to join with the police state as an answer to the thugism they see growing on the outside, and that will only turn us over to a centralized gang system that's even worse. We are degenerating slowly but surely into a road warrior scenario, and it's not glamorous like the movies. It's hellish. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with the latest on Jade Helm. Representative Louie Gohmert says the feds are trying to provoke a fight.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. New Mana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, New Mana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, New Mana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy New Mana today at PowerPrepper.com. New Mana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act. And Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh, my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
It was about a month ago. We're about 6 weeks into intensifying Jade Helm hysteria, both by the government, the controlled corporate media, but also the public. And about two, 3 weeks into it, a month ago, I said, look, I've looked at every angle of this, the way the media is hyping it, the way they keep saying that I'm saying it's an imminent invasion, an imminent takeover. It could be that they're planning major race riots throughout the summer, which we know they're already pushing via the Justice Department. And this could be an excuse to pre-deploy them. I'm not saying that. We're speculating. We're saying we're speculating. It could be they're planning to run false flags against the military during the operations and then claim that we in the new media, the alternative media, the patriot media spurred that. It could be they are profiling areas where they know unstable people are that will get scared and think it's some type of UN Red Dawn invasion. And there could be friendly fire. There could be a friendly fire operation that can be blamed on the public. There are so many angles. Well, Louis Gohmert is on the Homeland Security Committee, Terrorism Homeland Security Committee in the House. He is the deputy chair, the vice chair. So he's privy, and he's been on the show before. He is a listener. I'll just leave it at that. We just don't have him on anymore. He'd come on because they make a big deal out of it. And just we're not here to give the enemy any gas mileage. The point is, Gohmert is on the Homeland Security Committee. He knows what's going on, okay? And he's an Army officer, a veteran, combat veteran. He's a smart guy. He doesn't hate the military like the media says. He says he's never seen in an article he put out a week and a half ago, the military listing states as hostile. He's never seen domestic preparations like this. Well, in a new article that was published Sunday in a Texas paper, and we're linked to it on Infowars.com, the congressman came out and said that it's clear that they're trying to provoke a fight with Texans and that they may want to try to get people to do something with the military as a pretext to demonize the liberty movement. So he's saying exactly what I'm saying, and I don't know whether he's independently getting this information or he's listening to the show and agrees with it or whether he just came to his own conclusion. The point is you've got Senator Cruz, Congressman Gohmert, Governor Abbott, all of them agreeing that we've got too many federal power grabs happening. I mean, again, the president outside of law has dissolved the border, pays to ship the illegals in from Somalia, you name it, gives them free vouchers, gives them ID cards, lets them vote. That's totally lawless. Is shutting off our power plants, is shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. They got caught with those documents, CBS News. They're running Benghazi. They're funding Al-Qaeda. They are starting wars with Russia. They are just federalizing everything. Of course, when you see an unprecedented 10-state, two-month drill where they talk about doing illegal things, you know, simulated illegal things and dressing in civilian attire and interfacing with the public, you'd be crazy not to say, hey, we should look into this. But that's all we said 6 weeks ago, back in March. We did not say it's imminent takeover, look out, lock and load. But that's what the media keeps saying we're saying. So Jade Helm, from the preparations for race riots and civil unrest and all these top anthropologists and sociologists and political scientists saying they believe there's going to be race riots this summer that could, quote, destabilize and bring down the country. We were showing those headlines last week, mainstream news, to all the weird military preparations. The economy is obviously going into free fall right now. You've got all these ramped up preparations to take on the liberty movement. I don't know what the globalists are going to do. I know their playbook. I know their playbook. I know what's in the playbook. I don't know what play they're going to call until I see them line up on the line, 11 guys on the line. Then I can try to, you know what the next move is going to be, but that might be a trick. It could be something else. The parallels with football or chess or any game and with what's happening currently are staggering. I just know this. There's a massive buildup and preparation that does not appear to be a drill on so many fronts, not just Jade Helm. We're getting videos every day or two of urban warfare drills training to take on veterans, gun owners, libertarians, sovereign citizens. So there's a giant gear up going on. Not for the motorcycle gangs, not for the Mexican mafia, not for the Crips and Bloods, not for all the crime we see out there. It's for the patriots. We're going to come back, hit some more news, open the phones up, get your take on all of this. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
But it's about breaking the law.
Empire's on the run.
Government's above the law.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So more people will stop following the law.
France has finally launched a criminal inquiry into alleged sex abuse of children by French UN soldiers. French authorities were notified 9 months ago by a UN whistleblower, Anders Kompass, of the rape and sodomy of at least 10 starving and homeless boys, some as young as 9, over a period of 7 months in the Central African Republic. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was far more upset about the leak of the information than he was about the crime, calling it a serious breach of protocol. And he took immediate action against the whistleblower, not against the UN sexual predators. This is far from an isolated incident of UN troops preying on civilians they were sent to protect and having the UN cover up their crimes. Identical atrocities committed by UN soldiers in Haiti surfaced just 3 months ago, and it's happened in virtually every country UN peacekeepers occupy. Yet neither soldiers nor the UN have ever been held accountable. This is David Knight reporting for InfoWars.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
This is the most transparent administration in history, I can document how that is the case.
American journalists at a media event have criticized the U.S. administration over transparency issues.
We cover what we are allowed to cover.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
Information management has become so sophisticated, every administration learns from the previous one.
I've got a pen, and I've got a phone.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president.
What do you say to someone who believes the president took action to change the law?
We did not change the law. We acted within the law.
What you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law. And that is a society that we're plunging into. Armored vehicles, checkpoints, militarized police, motorcycle gangs, hordes of third world populations pouring in as their populations explode. And the EU says European Union countries must have quotas of millions of illegals a year to be legalized and given everything free to further maneuver the nations towards bankruptcy and collapse so the mega banks can then consolidate and buy up everything in the country for pennies on the dollar. Then they'll shut the borders down for good, use the internal third world populations as the new political body for divide and conquer, while carrying out forced population reduction in the third world. That's the next phase of this. But right now they're bringing in substantive enough numbers for the Balkanization great game model. I do not believe the historic shootout in Waco, from what I've seen 24 hours into this, it'll be 24 hours in about 30 minutes, I do not believe this is an inside job, a false flag, a staged event in Waco at the Twin Peaks burger joint. I do not think that that's what happened here. That said, I do think there's a conspiracy, but it's a bigger conspiracy. The fake drug war, the thugging of our culture, the fact that prisons are divided into the different racial gangs, black, white, Hispanic, and if it's on the East or West Coast, in areas like New York or L.A., Asian. They break the jails into four to five different groups, and then you basically have to submit to one of those prison gangs or you get raped or even killed. This is turning our society into a divide-and-conquer system from the most basic level. Then you get out of jail. You can't get any job that's worth anything because you have a criminal record. So you go out and you start robbing houses. You go out and start robbing warehouses, or you cook methamphetamine, or you sell dope. Then that money is basically laundered through big banks. Payoffs are made to police at first small levels. Then more and more police are basically brought into it because the ones that won't play ball are kicked out. Then you have a corruption of the police department, then a corruption of the city, the county, the state, and finally the fall of the nation as we know it. And it was about 5 years ago I did a special report on how the drug war and the opium wars were used to destroy China that was a sovereign, strong country. China, 500 years ago, and I'm going off just basic numbers, you can pull up the history. This is just a gestalt, a simplification, outlawed the importation of opium out of India and Vietnam into their country. The British only had a few ports they were allowed to operate. Really about 400 years ago is when it really got cranking. Discovered 500, but I mean, they had a land passage to it, but about 450 years ago, they began to be able to have shipping into the area, going around the Horn of Africa, going around the southernmost tip of the Africa, and then around the Horn and up over to China and the Indian Sea and the subcontinent, and they began to import opium into China, and China made it illegal. And it took them well over 100 years just to get a foothold in port cities, but then they could corrupt the local officials who could get some of the money because it was a black market and incredible amounts of money would be paid for the addictive substance. Then you fast forward another 100 years to about 200 years ago, and China itself had been broken into several pieces and later broken into more than 12 pieces as the entire country was subdivided by Western powers who then occupied different sectors of China. And it was all done because China made drugs illegal. And now you look at Mexico suffering the same fate, broken in pieces. You see the U.S. now with the DEA and others clearly involved in narcotics trafficking. It's come out in Congress, the CIA, and they have now been able to effectively export this to the United States. I've told the story many times up until the early 1930s when prohibition of alcohol ended, they needed the big drug gangs and the corrupt police in many cities. They needed something new that was illegal. So they lobbied through Christian groups that they funded and through PTAs to outlaw heroin, opium, its precursor, cocaine, and other items. And so cocaine was taken out of Dr. Pepper. Cocaine was taken out of Coca-Cola. It had Coke and cola in it. That's why it's called Coke, folks. See, hiding in plain view. I always get emails saying I'm making that up. No, the secret ingredient, they call it a secret ingredient because people get upset, is decoconated cocaine. That's cocaine flavor. It's what cola is. Well, it's Coke mixed with cola, other flavoring. And they basically, I mean, if you look at the numbers, Portugal's totally decriminalized all drugs, and more than half of the drug use has ended in the last decade. Their prison population has shrunk in size. That's because the globalists already run that country and just made the decision to not destabilize it, so they've moved in the right direction. I guess there's some positives when the globalists totally run your country or want it as a safe haven like Switzerland. They kind of start leaving you alone and end the wartime economy, but not here. We are a sector for this to happen. And the drug war is a hidden tax, not just in the billions it costs every year, but the liberties we lose, the young people getting on drugs, the women selling themselves for drugs, the houses getting broken into so that people can steal items to fund their drug habit. The list goes on and on with the problems it causes. But nevertheless, you can't argue with the facts that you can walk in to a drug store and go up to the soda fountain until the mid-1930s and tell them what you wanted to be put in your drink with the soda water and get yourself a opium drink, a cocaine drink, a mix of the two. Whatever you wanted, they had it. That's the Leave It to Beaver world, or basically Beaver's parents. That's the world they grew up in. And there's the headline out of the Atlantic magazine, Why We Took Cocaine Out of Soda, a story of social injustice and a most wonderful invigorator of sexual origins. And that's a whitewash article out of the Atlantic. And you can scroll down. It shows a woman having a really good time dancing, pouring herself a little cocaine-laden drink along with some wine. When cocaine and alcohol meet inside a person, they create a third unique drug, and then it breaks it down. And it works like cocaine, but with more euphoria. How do you pronounce that word? So small on screen, I can't see it. Cocaethylene. And so it goes on to break down how they started mixing the two. The point is that this was all available. And I don't want to spend the whole hour on a history lesson. This is how we were destabilized. This is how we were taken over. And we're two-thirds of the way down the same road that China went down. Under globalism, they create mega regions, North American Union, then American Union, European Union, Asian Union, Pacific Union, all of them overlapping, all of them merging into one global union in their own words. But within the unions, they're going to break countries and regions into smaller subgroups to then exploit them. And so if you want to understand what happened up in Waco with the nine dead and the rest of it, some of the only places you can make money is in drug dealing or in prostitution these days. And there's going to be people who are going to want to take advantage of that and make money off of it. Now, the smart gangs wear suits and ties and don't call themselves gangs. The stupid gangs have their pants hanging down around their rear ends and run around trying to act thuggish and tough, and really stupid women think those are successful guys. Then you've got to step up from that at the end of the Korean War. Simultaneously in places like Texas, you see the banditos established by white supremacists. You see the Hells Angels established by white supremacists. You see the Mongols established by people that wanted to let Hispanics in. Jesse Ventura was in the Mongols, but only for a short period. And you see other groups forming around the country, because these are people that have been through a bunch of combat, that have got issues, and who basically just want to go out and make money. But as they've degenerated, they've gotten even more thuggish and are literally just about acting tough and seeing who can be sent to prison the most often. And again, if you didn't have the drug culture and you didn't have the prisons that are the universities for all of this, I mean, if you're 18 years old now and you get in a fist fight and somebody gets hurt, they're going to put you in prison most of the time. And after you spend a year in prison, you're going to go in, be forced to do a white supremacist or black supremacist or Hispanic supremacist organization. If you show yourself to be tough, you're going to end up being recruited into a gang, a real gang, not the wannabe gangs, once you get out. And that's it. The rest of your life is set. And you'll be used and think it's cool that you're a three-time loser by the time you're 30 in prison for life in a private prison owned by the very private central banks that launder $500 billion conservatively in the United States a year. Wells Fargo and Wachovia in 2 years alone, 2006 and 7, look it up in Bloomberg, laundered $378 billion. When they, quote, got caught running the aircraft themselves, when the DEA didn't know what the other hand was doing, they were given a $111 million fine on $378 billion. That'd be like if I robbed a bank for $1 million and the cops got there and I gave them a tip of $4,000. All that is a tip to the government. You're walking out with bags of diamonds over your back and gold, and all you do is give them a gold coin and a diamond ring. So the truth is the establishment wants to siphon all this money off. The old guys playing golf, the old guys that own the banks, the old guys that got the cops down the street guarding their house, real quiet, real friendly, real nice, that speak with perfect Atlantic accents, they run the show in their private jets. They're smart. They're criminals. They're evil. They're predatory. They've got God to deal with. Their daughters end up being screwed up, and their sons. But nevertheless, they're the real kingpins. Like Tony Montana says in Scarface, written by, of course, one of the best screenwriters out there, Oliver Stone, based on real stories and real people like Mario Puzo's The Godfather, the names were changed. Those are all real people in that movie. That's a true story. It's a composite, but it's a true story. Just like The Patriot with Mel Gibson, it's all true, but it was three people. The Swamp Fox and two others. And remember, Tony tells his best friend, his best friend wants him to go with the mafia and launder the money so they get a bigger percentage, don't have to pay the banks. He goes, listen, Tony Montana goes, it's the WASP guys that have got every angle figured out. That's who I'm going to invest with. We're going to get raided if we don't put all our money in the Federal Reserve, basically what he says. But his buddy goes and does it anyways, and they get busted. That's what happened to the Italians. America was so controlled by the 50s, and the FBI was so blackmailed by La Cosa Nostra, the family, and other organizations, that they would say no organized crime existed. That's how dumb they were keeping the public. No organized crime existed. Isn't that just special? When my dad's great uncle, I'm not even going to tell the story. The point is that it's always been part of the culture. It's just now they've set it up where it's taking over the entire culture. And now the system is waging war against anyone who isn't part of the criminal system. And that's when you collapse into Nigeria or Mexico or North Korea. And we've now reached the tipping point, very close to that. I mean, it's an organized gang of government that illegally listens to the phone calls and tapes everything and the DEA. It's all illegal, and they just do it as an organized revolution against freedom. It's an organized revolution against freedom for Obama to just open the borders and ship in illegals and give them free everything. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the law of the biggest thug. Welcome to tyranny. And so, no, I don't think there's a conspiracy behind this biker gang. They're so out of control all over the country, I'm surprised more of this doesn't happen. But the bigger conspiracy is the drug dealers that own the private Federal Reserve that launder all the money and run the whole show and have the prisons as their recruiting arms for their armies of tyranny, their armies of scum, have set up this paradigm by design. That is the conspiracy.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIarmour.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm not going to belabor the biker event anymore other than to say we need the police to come out and break down exactly what happened and how many people they shot. Because the fact that they're keeping it very quiet, it's just a minor footnote that, oh, there were shots being fired. Some of them were in the direction of police, so they shot some of the bikers. Well, how many did you shoot? The fact that they're holding that back makes me suspicious. I'm not going to really second guess what's going on here with a bunch of organized crime gangs meeting. Because I don't think we'll ever know the full truth, even though there's surveillance cameras. But I'll say this. The Second Amendment is there for the individual to not be pushed around by outlaw motorcycle gangs, by other street gangs, by thugs, by criminals, and by tyrannical government. This is the reason we have the Second Amendment. Throughout history, groups of 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, 200 men would get together. They didn't have villages. They didn't go fishing. They didn't go hunting. They didn't smelt metal to sell to the neighboring tribe. They didn't produce things. They would raid. And every culture had these types in them. And they would basically prey on populations, and they would rob them. And they would kill the men and rape the women and enslave the children to take them back to their home base, the teenagers, to work as slaves for them. And that's where slave culture came from, was by warring cultures that did not want to do the menial work themselves, but who wanted to go around stealing land. And yes, you'll notice that in our founding as a country, you have that culture, which was dominant around the world, parallel with an agrarian and manufacturing system as well. And so it's been a fight between conquest civilization and Renaissance civilization. And there's really no such thing as a conquest civilization for very long, because things degenerate and they break down. And my broadcast is against the conquest civilization. I would want to see a happy village on the ocean, producing finished goods, involved in trade with their neighbors, weaving clothing, manufacturing jewelry, putting salted fish in a barrel. I mean, I'm just giving you a Nordic version of this, and becoming a teeming metropolitan base after a few hundred years that is the towering achievement in the region. But 9 times out of 10, there would then be raiders against it. And so you'd have to produce a military to protect against the raiders. And then over time, that military would generally take over the kingdom, degenerate it, and it would fall apart. And it's that same cycle we go through over and over again. And that's where we're headed right now, with predatory government, predatory population, a thug culture degenerating out of control because we've lost our roots. We're going to come back, hit some other news, and then we're going to get Steve Quayle on the latest on Jade Helm. Congressman Gohmert says he believes the feds are deliberately trying to provoke Texas. I think he's right. We're going to break that down. Briefly, it's 7-day countdown, and the sale ends 20% off. Super male and super female vitality. We're all under estrogen mimickers and the rest of it. All these do is just get your natural glands going. It's amazing. You've heard the rave reviews, and your purchase supports the broadcast. Now's the time to take advantage of Super Male, Super Female Vitality, 20% off special, 7-day countdown, and then it's gone. That is a huge discount. And we've got Prostaguard, our first run of the most powerful, affordable formula ever out there that blows away the competition. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com.
You are listening, or
888-253-3139.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Best-selling author, extremely controversial, Steve Quayle joining us. The balance of the next 2 hours. We'll open phones up in the second hour today. I was talking about Dallas, growing up in Dallas and the thug culture I saw there, whether it was the rednecks or the black folks. Everybody fought with each other. Everybody fought with the other groups. It was not fun. And people that were bigger than you just seemed to always want to start a fight until they were crying for mommy. Sometimes they didn't cry for mommy at all. But now you see the rise of the Mexican mafia and MS-13 and the motorcycle gangs and the black gangs. You've all pretty much already killed each other in the 80s and 90s. It is just a mess. And I have had black gangs. I've really had Hispanic gangs ever say anything. I've had black groups of thugs 3 times in the last couple months shoot their mouths off and say racist things to me for no reason and to other people. They were just going down the line doing it. And I've seen motorcycle gangs. I don't know how many times, 3-4 times the last few years. And a lot of people I talk to are telling me about, these are family men. I mean, if you want to be in a gang, go fight with other gangs. Don't fight with a dad with a wife with 3 kids. I mean, you have any idea how hurt you're going to get? But I digress. This is this devil culture we're going into. This thug culture. And it rolls downhill from the feds who would ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, get caught, and not get in trouble. So out of all the gangs I can't stand, the worst is the CIA, the DEA, all these different organizations. I mean, every few days I see articles like this one. The DEA strikes again, seizes man's life savings under asset forfeiture without charges. Yeah, they'll wait till you leave a casino with legal money and take it. And one of the most uncivilized and preposterous loopholes in America, federal agents are allowed to steal citizens' assets. $16,000 in cash that Joseph Rivers said he'd saved and relatives had given him to launch his dream into Hollywood is gone. He was going out to Hollywood. So many people show up out there. That's the real scam. You got robbed twice, didn't you? Seized during his trip out west, not by thieves, but by Drug Enforcement Administration agents during a stop at an Amtrak train station in Albuquerque. Yeah, and we're on the radio in Albuquerque. But it's all over the country. They've got this going on, and they just board your train with the TSA, search your bags, and if they find as little as $1,000, they'll jerk it from you. Rivers, 22, wasn't detained and has not been charged with any crime since his money was taken last month. Doesn't matter. Under federal law enforcement tool called civil asset forfeiture, he needs never be arrested or convicted of a crime for the government to take away his cash, cars, or property and keep it. He's now been left penniless and his dream deferred. May have been the best thing that ever happened to him, though, trying to go out to L.A. I know so many people go, I'm going to L.A. to be an actor. I'm going to L.A. to be this or that. You know, you got your 18-year-old graduating cheerleader daughter says, I'm going to go out there and be a movie star. No, you're going to go out there and be in porno movies. But they're going to call you a star, so you're going to do it, even though you get maybe $1,000. But you'll be a star. How about you go clean toilets, and I'll call you a star. And then we got this article. Richland's $4.1 million police station funded by civil forfeiture. That's in Mississippi, where they just pull you over, steal your wallet, and build a big, giant command base to expand the criminal takeover. That's all part of the thug culture, which we're all supposed to bow down to.
The hashtag Black Lives Matter is being used by demonstrators all across the country. But why should it be capped with the actions of police? What if it was expanded to include another area where lives are being lost? Abortion. It wasn't that long ago that New York reported it had more black babies aborted than born. With this in mind, join the Black Lives Matter demonstration this Thursday, May 21st, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Planned Parenthood on Ben White Boulevard in South Austin. The demonstration will be aired live on the nationally syndicated Alex Jones Show. Make your own Black Lives Matter signs and join us this Thursday, May 21st, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Planned Parenthood located at 201 East Ben White Boulevard in Austin. Be sure to use the public right-of-way and let's put truth into action.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Steve Quayle is with us for the next hour and 52 minutes. We're going to open phones up for part of the third hour today. Steve Quayle is a best-selling author, syndicated radio talk show host, and, of course, one of the modern founders of the prepping movement. He's been doing what he does for about 25 years. I first interviewed Steve Quayle in 1996, 19 years ago. And Steve Quayle was on my show about 6 years ago, and he said they're going to send the census group out to mark the GPS of everyone's doorstep. And they had mainstream news articles saying he was crazy. It happened a year later. He said they're marking your doors for the military for gun confiscation and will even use predator drones with hellfires if you resist. 2 years later, that was in mainstream news. So he says a lot of stuff that really sounds wild at the time, but it's coming from his sources, and he does have some really good sources. He also hosts national TV shows on some of the ancient wonders, things like that. He's a very interesting fellow. We should have him on sometime just about that. I saw part of the national TV show he's doing. It just looked like something, you know, better than HBO. when he was down in Central and South America recently. But we see the situation in Cleveland, Ohio. They're set today or tomorrow to have the verdict on another police shooting. Ja'Kari Jackson and Joe Biggs just got on the ground there this morning. Cleveland, Ohio, Burlow verdict. Protesters block Lakeside Avenue already. That's out of WKYC. And again, there are some police brutality problems. There is some thug culture problems everywhere. There's a federalization problem, but Al Sharpton has met over 100 times at the White House. Al Sharpton says it's about federalizing police. We saw what the feds did at Waco. That's not going to stop problems with the police. They're the ones that have changed the police culture. They're the ones that have given them the MRAPs. And it continues to be Democrat-run cities like Baltimore where this stuff is happening, or Cleveland, for that matter. Is pretty much Democrat. Not as much so as Baltimore, but close. They want to take the social angst that's here and create a Arab-style spring, as Al Gore has said, a black spring. Blacks' unemployment has doubled in the last 7 years with a black president in black-run cities. It's globalism doing this, not whitey, but the system wants to get tribal warfare going ahead of destabilization. Matt Drudge has tweeted that it could bring the country down. Sociologists, anthropologists have come out. Economists have said it could bring the country down. Could it be used as a smokescreen for the economic collapse that they now admit is accelerating? They've been papering over it with money printing. Or is it a war with Russia they're getting ready for? Is it economic collapse they're getting ready for? Is it race war they're getting ready for? Or, as Congressman Louie Gohmert has now come out, a news article I'm going to quote here in a moment after Steve has some time to talk. He's saying now, from Texas, he believes Jade Helm is a way to try to, quote, provoke a fight with citizens, and he's worried somebody might take a pot shot, basically. That's what I've been saying for a month. This, I believe, overall is a drill. But within the larger drills, we know they're practicing for domestic takeover. That's in the Army's own documents. But they've used drills before to bootleg false flags run by outside groups. We know ISIS is in all 48 lower states, in CONUS, the contiguous lower 48. I get attacked, people saying, what do you mean? You say the terror is all staged. No, Al-Qaeda was pretty much staged and funded. This ISIS group is real groups that have been funded and organized and protected, but they're real. You notice the Second Amendment took them out. So there's a lot of lines coming together, a perfect storm, a confluence right now. And I wanted to get Steve Quayle, one of the first people to be out there warning about this 25 years ago. The first guy I heard talking about chemtrails. The first guy I heard talking about so many issues that are now mainstream news. He wants to talk about weather weapons today. In fact, you can just search. Dubai controls the weather. Russia controls the weather. Atlantic, Associated Press admitting they're manipulating the weather. But then we say, hey, we've had meteorologists on. Looks like they're blocking rain from the Pacific. They say, shut up, nut. Obama didn't create the tornado in Oklahoma City, which he never said. A caller called in and said, could this have been manufactured? And I said, they do have these technologies, but generally no. We've always had tornadoes in Oklahoma. They then try to discredit the whole thing, saying, I said he made that tornado 3 years ago that hit Oklahoma City and killed so many. The F5 or whatever it was. Just like we said we should watch Jade Helm because it's all part of a conditioning process, they now say, I said it's an imminent takeover to, again, discredit us when it doesn't happen. The problem is we didn't say that. And Louie Gohmert and the governor and others have said they list patriots as the number one terror threat. They admit they want the military to try to take them on. So we need to have a national debate on this subject. Now I'm going to give Steve Quayle the floor for the next 6 minutes till we go to break to break down from his intel where all this is going and what he thinks. Is it a confluence of all of it? Or are they getting ready for one thing? Or is this all just a ratcheting up in the conditioning? Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning, Alex. Well, I think it's all of the above, and it's being staged. It's being staged concurrently and consecutively. And let's just talk about the biggest issue. When it comes to Jade Helm, outside of very few news services and others showing the photos of UN up-armored Humvees and UN hospital trucks and everything, I think the big point is that the military lost their effective ability to even appear to tell the truth when no one addressed publicly. I don't believe, and I could be wrong, but did anybody in Bastrop, Texas, ask why the presence of up-armored UN vehicles? I don't think so. Why that's critical is because if you've talked about it, I've talked about it, everybody is now aware or should be aware of global disarmament. This is the plan to turn the police against the people, turn the people against the police. I said that almost 20-some years ago on Coast to Coast, and whoever the host was at that time, I think it was originally Arbel. Well, I know it was Arbel, but then it switched to Jordan Roy. I repeated it, and everyone said, I hope not. It's my contention that this Waco biker gang thing, it looked too contrived. Bottom line is, I'm not saying that it didn't happen, but it just doesn't link up and sync up. So as we're seeing right now, again, Texas, 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 good night. Pretty soon people begin to figure out that Texas is in the sights of the current administration. And I think that, again, your governor is right to put everyone on notice. But let's get into the weather control because it's affected Texas, Alex. He who controls the weather controls the food. He who controls food controls life. And that's the great disassociative blind spot in most people's thinking. If anybody, I just put up two articles for you because lasers can control the weapon, the 2025 weather documents, which, by the way, when I wrote, you remember this because you have me on your show. When I wrote the book, Weather Wars and Unnatural Disasters, that was originally published 15 years ago. I think I've reprinted it two or three times. I've gone through the whole development of weather warfare. But in the meantime, when people send you, Alex, or me, pictures of two but just perfectly straight lines in the sky, and then chemtrails are usually black lines, those are what are called tunneling lasers. And I just put up on my website, I don't know if you've got a chance to see it yet, just minutes ago, but the gentleman who says we can control the weather with lasers. There are hundreds of patents, starting out with 4686605, Bernard Eastland, HARP, but it goes way beyond that. The satellite patents, use of artificial satellites in Earth orbits to modify the effect of solar radiation. That's 5762298. So without boring everybody on all the numbers, I posted those on my website, but I want to quote Claiborne Pell. He said, basically, now that we can control the weather, this is 1995, create earthquakes and tidal waves and use it as a weapon of war, we need to do a treaty. Russia and the United States, now listen to this, have worked together hand in hand for 20 years in developing weather control. The Russians were at Lawrence Livermore Laboratories cooperatively working and received an award for some of their work on weather control. So the point being is that look at what you do. Basically, in the We Own the Weather as a Force Multiplier 2025 by the Air Force. By the way, I reprinted that entire document. They can go on just an internet search for it. But the point is that how about Zbigniew Brzezinski, National Security Advisor? He said this in 1992. Technology will make available to the leaders of the major nations techniques for conducting secret warfare, of which only a bare minimum of the security forces need to be appraised. Techniques of weather modification could be employed to produce prolonged periods of droughts or storm.
And what about Secretary of Defense Cohen in 97 in Army Times saying we have weather and earthquake weapons and tectonic weapons and so do other states and non-state actors? Then we talk about it and we're supposedly kooks. When we come back, I want to get into the drought in California, because I had meteorologists on 5 years ago who would get up on the news and show the planes out spraying to block the water and make it fall into the ocean, not come inshore.
Absolutely. And we've got so much. But there's so much documentation, so much actual screen captures of the tornadoes, too. I don't think people really understood what you just said and what I just said as relating to creating earthquakes, tidal waves, volcanoes, tornadoes, the weather, putting blocking fronts in, in other words, keeping the water from falling out in California.
Well, I mean, the bankers have always wanted to bankrupt farmers and take over. People ask, why would they do this to California? They're taking over some of the most fertile land in the country. We'll be right back.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Out your window when I'm leaving, I won't even turn my head.
Here's the bottom line. The entire Bill of Rights and Constitution is being ignored. The federal government's openly talking about taking private pension funds. The president's saying he'll use executive action to raise taxes. He's already done it on borders, defense, energy, the Second Amendment, you name it. So we're seeing a massive acceleration in tyranny. More tyranny is unfolding in a month or two than what happened in a year before. In fact, that's an understatement. Steve Quayle's our guest. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Steve, that's what's so frustrating is that I've had over the years, I think I'm going to get them back on, four or five West Coast meteorologists. And they would, I mean, I would get them on because I would see newscasts on YouTube of them going, now the Army's doing something out here with the Air Force. We know they're doing some drills, and it appears their chaff is blocking the rain because these water systems would come right in. You can find these on YouTube. But something's blocking them. I don't know quite what's happening. Then their listeners educate them. They go look at the patents for aluminum dioxide, barium salts, the rest of it, where they can disperse the nuclei or cause it to rain. This was weather weapons used, of course, on the Ho Chi Minh Trail in Vietnam. That's on the Weather Channel, Discovery Channel, History Channel, all have shows. I've had the guys like Ben Livingston, who was on before he went on History Channel and Fox. I mean, it was declassified. I saw the declassified documents. I called him up. I got him in studio. He was 90 years old. Then he got threatened not to come back on. But they treat us like children, Steve, because all this stuff's going on. And I want to get into what's happening in California. But when we come back, I want to get into all these massive preparations, the confluence, the race war preparations, the war on police that you talked about 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And we're not defending bad police behavior, folks. We're talking about the tactic, the gambit of divide and conquer that George Soros is funding. It seems like they're making their moves. So I want to know what's coming up in your expert view. Is this the big one, or is it just more preparation? But first, finish up in the 4 or 5 minutes we have, Steve, on the situation with the weather control.
More and more people, Alex, across the country are now starting to get the idea on chemtrails. And, there's so many patents on combining iodates and barium. I mean, a system and method for the irradiation of the planet's surface areas, results of patents. I mean, there are literally hundreds of method of increasing the likelihood of precipitation by the artificial introduction of seawater. Here is the point. We are at war. We are seeing Jade Helm. There's so many documents, each one. But number one, our military test. But beyond that, there's a very evil plan to basically, and primarily the reason Texas, obviously the oil and gas industry in Texas, but primarily because of your border, but more importantly because of your economy. Remember this. I came up with a quote. I've used it on InfoWars, your show, so many times, Alex Jones Show. The bottom line is rape, pillage, and plunder, they are taking the United States under. Every time people hear the word derivative, they should say this to themselves. That's just a fancy word for someone's pick my pocket. But in the weather modification world, and I get so much flack, and I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, with the amount of flack that the mainstream goes against Alex with, or me, or the others, calling us everything they can, crazies, doomsday, porn, whatever they say, you've got to understand, and Alex, this is important, their neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, tell a lie, tell a big enough lie, repeat the lie, and pretty soon people will go into a cognizant dissonance to disassociate the truth because the truth has already been dismissed and repetitiously made fun of, ridiculed, scorned.
Well, that's what the Attorney General said to the National Association of Broadcasters. He said, repeat, repeat, repeat the anti-gun messages, never stop, and literally brainwash the public.
Absolutely. Only they never brainwash us. They just basically dump their celestial pile of sewage into our cerebral cortex and call it the truth. I think everyone listening to you, everyone listening to me, has listened to you or will listen to either one of us in the future, needs to start boycotting. And I mean that, effectively boycotting. Sure, maybe 1,000 letters to Fox won't get any notice. Maybe 2,000, maybe 10,000 won't. But those idiots that continue to put down empirical evidence are wrong. Let me just give you a good example, okay? And I want to share this because...
Stay there. You're going to have the floor when we come back. Steve Quayle, 18-minute segment coming up, stevequayle.com. I want to get into, again, the big picture, what's happening, why are there 200, 300 articles a day, lying about, you know, me. I mean, what are we saying that scares them so much?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's being called the largest gunfight in Waco City history. On Sunday, a biker brawl left 9 dead and more than 160 arrested. Members from 5 different motorcycle gangs have been charged with engaging in organized crime. The brawl started in the bathroom of the Twin Peaks restaurant just off I-35 in Waco. Witnesses said it quickly escalated into the bar and then out into the parking lot, and that's where shots began to be fired. Interestingly, police were on the scene in seconds. Why? Well, they had the restaurant under surveillance. In fact, New York Daily News reports that several law enforcement agencies, including uniformed Waco police officers, were already outside the restaurant as hundreds of gang members converged. Despite their presence, the shootout ignited, with officers returning fire amid the pandemonium. Sergeant Patrick Swanton informed the press that off-duty cops were also on the scene and jumped in to help during the fight. Aside from the whole story sounding fishy, this proves that we need our Second Amendment more than ever, because even a preemptive massive police presence failed to stop guns from being drawn and fired. Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com.
I want more candy! I want more video games! Why, why, why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of superoxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.
The InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
If you're a new listener, we're going back to Steve Quayle in just a moment. You need to understand something. I'm in way over my head. But we all are. I don't claim to have all the answers, but there are literally, as he was just saying, thousands of patents about how to put barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and then radioactive isotopes into jet fuel so that it's then aerosolized and sprayed out by the plane to modify the weather. And then they gave the guy that came up with it, you can look this up, the name escapes me, in 1992, a Nobel Prize for Science. And then, like, the next year, the chemtrailing starts. And they've got planes that do it special. They've got it added to the jet fuel. The pilots don't even know. NASA said 15 years ago the Earth was 21% darker. Now it's 30-plus percent darker. And they show satellite photos showing the jet trail lines darkening the sky. And then a few years ago, we saw a national fifth grade science book admitting planes spray chemicals to help give the Earth sunscreen to stop global warming. But then you find out the sun's rays, the UV goes through it, bounces back up and can't get out, or the heat it creates on the ground can't get out. It's actually heating the planet. Some think that there was an ice age coming, which the Bilderberg Group actually talked about secretly in the 50s, and so they've been doing this to try to stop an ice age. The truth is, it's all secret, so we don't know. We just know it's going on, and I didn't mean to digress. I want to go back to our guest and get into Jade Helm and other big issues he's working on and open the phones up in the next hour. SteveQuell.com is his site. Before I go any further, we fund our operation with high-quality products. I have 50 crew members, right at 50. It's very expensive. Takes tens of millions of dollars a year to run this. If we were in New York, it would cost three times that, and we couldn't operate. We take 95% of the money that comes into this operation and fund it. You cannot fund a greater tip of the spear against the globalists with the writers, the reporters, the films, the nightly news, the syndicated radio, all of it, the news websites. And so in a win-win, we've developed the most powerful, high-quality, purest, organic. You've seen the rave reviews on third-party sites. We know we're political targets. We put out the best. The super male, super female vitality have changed lives. You've heard the reviews. You've heard what these concentrates do to counteract the globalist chemicals in our body to make us feel more like we should naturally. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, 20% off, super male, super female vitality. You've got a 7-day countdown. This ends next Sunday. It's started at InfoWarsLife.com, the countdown. Big sale on that front. We also got in a limited run of Prostaguard that we set out to make the Rolls Royce of prostate care. We've shown you the Mayo Clinic separately just on Saw Palmetto saying that, yes, it is, you know, openly a treatment, medical doctors say, for prostate enlargement and overall health of that area. We had lycopene and plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, and selenium and copper. You look up any of those and the health of the prostate and other glands, it's off the chart. I take it every day. You take it with an Asian iodine that we have, the true deep earth source. You take it with super male vitality and once a month oxy powder, and that alone is life-changing. I mean, I've still got 20, 30 pounds to lose. I gained 99 pounds. I've lost 65 pounds. I had surgery on a hernia I've had for 14 years, gained back 10, but I've already, in 5 weeks since the surgery, lost most of that weight, and it just gives me more energy, more stamina, more everything. Fusing all these things together, and it supports the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And I want to thank all of you for your support. We couldn't be doing this without you individually supporting InfoWars.com, spreading the word about the broadcast. We're under attack because we're becoming effective. People are listening in government. I can't tell you how many congressmen and women we call to get on as guests. And they say, sure, I'll come on. And then they're on the show and they go, yeah, I'm a listener. And then they describe shows we've done. Other ones we call, they go, we're listeners, but we're going to be under the radar. More of us know what's going on up here than you think. And I have like senior retired Secret Service agents on. They say the same thing. Bongino has said on air, you wouldn't believe how many Secret Service listen and how many New York cops listen, so stop bashing them. You know, that's just a few thugs they protect to make us all look bad. And then I begin to do more investigation, find out just how many people in the system itself are awake. So the globalists want to maneuver us somehow into a civil war. They want to get things destabilized with race riots. Then they want to launch some false flags to blame the patriots or have somebody attack the military during Jade Helm or attack them and say we did it. There's a lot of different scenarios, but we know they're going to pull one of them in my gut. Now, Steve Quayle, we're 12 minutes out from break. You've got the floor. Get into Jade Helm, the big picture. Why do you think there's this confluence of all these factors? What's your intel? What's your gut tell you? What's coming up, Steve Quayle?
Well, Alex, Yes, it is truly the time that they have chosen, the Illuminists, the globalists, and the global elite, a Luciferian agenda. Here's the deal. They want a global war. They need a global war in order to basically get rid of the old. The New World Order, ladies and gentlemen, basically is just a buzzword for take everything. It was based on God, based on the Constitution, based on freedom, and bring in the greatest totalitarian control mechanism the world has ever seen under the rule and reign of Satan. And they can call me whatever they want to call me. And let me share this too. Alex, your products are critical for people to integrate into their bug-out bag. As I talk about weather war and the war that's on food, come on, we've got 20, 30 million birds, chickens and turkeys, the egg production in Iowa's cut back.
It's actually 40 million now that have died.
Okay, I stand corrected. It seems like what's a day but another 10 million. The point being, we've got Southern California, the garden of the United States, being systematically warred against by weather warfare. Now, why would anybody do that? Simple. You cut the food, you kill the people. You and I caught a lot of crap together for Deagle, and let's call it what it is, reporting on that. Yet, even in their, quote, disclaimer, they still can't explain why there's going to be the greatest immigration. You notice that was one of their excuses that's going to come to pass. And I don't believe there's anything sinister about them. I believe they're being absolutely truthful. All you'd have to do is listen to one of your old videos, my radio shows, and quote all the people on population control. But the point is, we're going to lose 80% of our population. So Jade Helm, listen, the military test. And not everyone in the military is evil. Not everyone in law enforcement is evil. The point being, it's that the evil has a louder voice. So I want to share something, ladies and gentlemen. You must do what you can do. I'm not on social media. I'm, you know, philosophically opposed to it. Marcus Wolf, Primakoff, those guys, you and I were the first two guys, and thank you for having me on your show, 15 years ago, whenever we talked about that, that set up, the intelligence gathering operations. So use their weapons against us. When you see Alice getting taken on, when you see me getting taken on, whoever's telling the truth getting taken on, you get all your social media crew, you gear them up, and you bombard Fox, you bombard CNN. You just absolutely saturate it, and you shove it down their throat.
You're right. That's what they don't like, is that we continue at the Boston bombing and other events that are fishy, or these places where the Justice Department's trying to start riots. Whatever the case is, my reporters are in there getting the intel, and they don't like the fact that we're able to challenge their official narratives.
Alex, you put people into the field. They put them in front of a green screen, i.e. CNN. You're not out there. Ladies and gentlemen, if you watch, listen, we can quote sources until we're blue in the face. We can refer to documents. We do all that. But at this point, you got to open your eyes and open your ears. How do you know when someone's over target? When they get the flak. In America, there is no longer truth. The prophet Jeremiah said, woe unto them who call evil good and good evil. Alex, you've used the word evil probably, in describing these people. They are evil. And the evil is absence of all good.
It's the way you described them. You would come on the air 19 years ago when I first discovered you, when I was reading your books, and listening to you on shortwave, you come on my local FM show, and you would describe a total inversion of reality, an overthrow of all that's good, the destruction of the family, their plan to overthrow every institution. And I'd say, Steve, come on, they just want to take over the institutions and be in charge. No, they want to destroy everything.
They want to, listen, and this is something that out of the phoenix, okay, the phoenix is a bird that catches fire, self-immolates, and then a new birth, a new, 256 times George Bush Sr., whatever, used the term the New World Order. The New World Order is nothing more than Satan's total attack and war against the God of heaven and the people of God. You, when you broke the Mayak report, when we were talking about that, I came on as a guest, we talked about all the official rules.
People didn't believe it was real for a full week, and Ron Paul called me and said, I know you don't lie, Alex, but is that really real? And of course, it was real.
It was real. And see, we continue we carry on to present truth, truth, truth. But you've got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, it's time. The more person will take up the cause of truth, Alex, the more they will get involved in the info wars, whether social media. The next time anybody takes on Alex or takes on me or takes on anybody, you need to flood their boxes and say, you're wrong. If they say there is no such thing as weather war, quote the patents. Go look on it. I put it up. And by the way, Alex, the last time I was on your show, Breathe No Evil, we did a quick brief on that. Weather wars. I just went on Amazon to look. It's funny. Some of your videos and stuff and things that we originally sell at one price, people are turning around selling to people that aren't really aware at a higher price. For instance, weather wars and unnatural disasters. I sell it for $30. I've only got 300 of them left. The last time I said that on your show, they were all gone in a matter of days. But the bottom line is, I at $60, $90 people are selling them. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, when we make...
It shows people are valuing the truth now more than ever. So let me ask you this question, Steve Quayle. How is the power structure going to strike back at you, myself, and others past just the demonization phase? I mean, the demonization we're receiving is conservatively 10 times what it's ever been in intensity, and it's sustained. It is over the top. And it's because they know the establishment that isn't evil, part of the establishment, is listening, and it's giving them basically aid and comfort to realize we can defeat the globalists, we can come together. I don't think they like the fact that we're letting folks understand that the globalists are not invincible.
Well, no, but the way they'll do it is they'll cut, obviously, we're seeing the internet protocols. There was no legislation turning the internet over. Yeah, really? Do you want to have some foreign intelligence service running what Alex Jones or Steve Quayle or whoever can talk about? You know, the bottom line is, Alex, that's how they're going to do it. They can cut the phone lines. I went through four brand new Mac computers last year that they fried, okay? Fried. As in F-R-I-E-D. I have good ISPs, I have good, you know, firewalls and all that stuff, but, you know, there comes a point when you're telling the truth, the fact. Now, here's how it has to happen. Like I said earlier, and I sent Nico an email saying, we have got to get the people to understand that they won't allow the lies to stand. If they're saying something that's just patently untrue, look at this, the media. And ladies and gentlemen, the reason the media doesn't do any reporting any longer, they just agendize. Maybe that's not the correct word, but anyway, I'm using it that way.
They just repeat whatever the globalists tell them. They are literal repeaters. They are now regurgitators.
Yeah, and can I tell you something? That's why I say anybody that listens to mainstream media, it's like taking a disgusting bath in warm vomit. Now, nobody likes the smell of warm vomit. Nobody even likes, you know, you say that word. But that's what people are exposed to when they're listening to mainstream media because they don't want you to think.
I agree. Watching MSNBC and that guy Maddow is like bathing in monkey vomit.
Monkey vomit. Well, you won one step better than I did, you know, and because we want to, you know, it's like basically high diving into a cesspool swimming pool, expecting to come out of the water and not understanding the reaction of people.
It's like high diving into a swimming pool that Hillary Clinton's been using for a toilet for 100 years.
There you go. The point being, ladies and gentlemen, is that you've got to start becoming proactive. So many times, you know, one group of individuals used to say, you know why we listen to you, Steve? We think you're crazy, but it's good entertainment. I said, no, the reason why you listen to me beyond the mocking is because the truth will always condemn your denial. I came up with the term, dumb unto death. And I think that people have got to understand that. They're counting on that. I can't stop what's going to happen, Alex. You can't stop it, but we can save as many lives and we can get as many people out of harm's way as possible.
Well, let me say this then. Out of all the confluences, all the things coming together right now, the acceleration, is this just part of the continuum of acceleration or is it building towards something big? I mean, what do you really think Jade Helm is?
Okay. Jade Helm is the placement of men and materials throughout the country for an initiating event that I still believe is going to be twofold. On the left hand, you're going to have a mega quake. And again, Phil Schneider, before he was murdered in 1995-96, I talked to him, Alex, 1 week before, and he was talking. The reason he was murdered, by the way, was because he was blowing the whistle on all the black budget technology. But I believe that on the left hand, you're going to have an earthquake. You're going to have a West Coast quake, and you're going to have a major Midwest quake on the New Madrid. I think on the right hand, you're already seeing it. The voluminous amounts of economic disasters that are brewing. King World News, Eric interviews people all over the place. You interview Paul Craig Roberts. We interview the best of the best. When you bring on half a dozen or a dozen billionaires with a B, and they're saying the same thing, and they didn't get their billions by being stupid, yet the average guy doesn't understand when he goes to the grocery store that turkey's gone up from $1.39 to $1.99, or worse, ground round or ground beef, $3.99, $5.99, or you go to buy potato chips, and the bottom line in that is that I'm saying the bottom line because I overuse that on purpose, Alex. It's to show people it doesn't matter what's up on top. What are they giving you? At the end of the day, they're giving you less food for more money.
And telling you the economy's great.
Yeah, and that's a lie. And if it's so great, why do we have close to 100 million people unemployed? Why do we have 49 million and plus or minus a couple hundred thousand people on food stamps? What is going to happen?
It's a time bomb. It's a time bomb.
It is a time bomb. And so the Civil War, you asked me what's going to happen.
Stay there. I want to get into that because the Justice Department admits they're stirring up race war. They admit it's about federalizing police. The summer hadn't even got here yet, and you've got, you know, riots every couple of weeks. They're about to kick off again in Cleveland. Roads are blocked right now. I mean, this is totally contrived. Where's it all going?
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
I want more candy.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you tired of being cyber raped by big government and big business? Are you tired of being forced to cough up information, private personal information, against your will? Well, I found the answer to their invasive behaviors. It's called D-Vasive, D-hyphen or D-Vasive. It's made for PCs and Androids. Go get it now at the Google Play Store. D-Vasive, D-Vasive, D-Vasive. It's an app. Get it now and turn Big Brother off.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end
of our elaborate plans.
Of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands.
I know this. The Rockefellers and the UN, you can just Google it, it's mainstream news, have built 14 seed banks, gene banks, plant and animal banks, ARCs, in rural, remote areas like near the North Pole and other areas for catastrophic collapse. With all the different technological developments that are happening with nanotech, GMO, the rest of it, it's only a matter of time until something gets out of hand. And when you just see the evil makeup of all this and how the end game is always not prosperity, but just hell on earth. And you can see decades of preparation by the controllers leading towards this point and the boldness of the White House running false flags, giving weapons to Al-Qaeda and ISIS and shipping guns into Mexico and persecuting Christians with the IRS and nobody gets in trouble. George Soros spent $33 million just in Ferguson trying to get stuff going. The Justice Department got caught doing it as well. Now they're out in the open stirring it up, taking tragedies and blowing them out of proportions. And these are tragedies, but the globalists are the big bad guys and they have an end game. So civil war, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. What is the game plan? Why is the Justice Department doing this? Well, Al Sharpton said to federalize police, but what do you expect to see this summer if stuff is already so out of control?
Well, I expect to see ISIS, because I believe that terrorism is nothing more than someone's foreign policy initiating the plan. And again, Alex, when you did the MIAC report, people would not believe the fact that Christians would ever be considered terrorists. The FBI knows of 50-plus, and listen, there's probably 500-plus actually radical Islamic training camps, not one arrest, not one disarmament. And you've got to ask yourself the question, why do people knowingly turn a blind eye to that? Well, it's because you have the agenda. And the agenda, I'm afraid, it's already been declared when the entity basically made the statement, America is no longer a Christian nation. You know, and that's critical because our
the entity also said that if we build a business, we didn't build it. I mean, they are trying to invert reality. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no. They are inverting reality. And that's why I came up with a statement this morning. You know, the virtual reality is total mental enslavement and reality avoidance, okay? Virtual reality is total mental enslavement and reality avoidance. I'm going to come up with my own book of terms, and one of the terms is going to be reality avoidance syndrome. You know what, Alex? Your trouble point blank is you've got the ear of multi-millions and millions of people telling them the truth. The people who are starting to come awake are seeing that the lies are no longer selling the agenda. Therefore, they've got to get rid of all recipients. Larry Graithwell, we talked about him. Bottom line is, when you've got the people that influence the entity talking about the fact that back in 72 that 30 million people had to die, take the population version and brings it up to 100 million. The thing that bothers me the most is the disconnect. I don't care what military spokesman says when he has to look to his civilian handler over the right and basically says, what do I say now? And he's not even familiar with the Jade Helm documents that he's basically telling everybody not to worry. I absolutely salute with my whole heart. I have so much respect and admiration for the people of Bastrop that didn't let it slide.
Absolutely, and it's the military that lets us know about all this. I mean, it's people on the inside that give us all the documents. That also makes the system mad. We'll be back, Steve, in 70 seconds, third hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Steve Quayle's our guest. I'm going to give the number out in the next segment. Start taking your phone calls with specific questions or quick comments for Steve Quayle, because I want to open the phones up on the issues he's covering, which is pretty much the waterfront. I don't want to digress off into, you know, other things that are out there or, you know, plugging something. I want to specifically focus in and pick his brain on where he sees the world going. Representative Louie Gohmert suggests feds using Jade Helm to provoke a fight with citizens. Congressman calls labeling of Texas and Utah as hostile states suspicious. He said that last week in a new article in a local newspaper that we linked to here in the story in Texas. He says that it appears to be an attempt to provoke a fight and to get a confrontation going. And I agree. How do you think we ought to handle Jade Helm and all the other exercises going on right now where we get the video and they're practicing going after patriots, conservatives, libertarians, veterans? What do we do when the military is given a mission that's so unconstitutional? We know the individual soldiers don't like what's happening, so they're not the problem. In fact, they're more awake than the public on average. But still, what do we do? Go out and educate them in public, expose it, shoot video, tell our cities not to do this. What do we do in your view, Steve?
Well, we're doing all that, Alex, so we're doing all we can do. 4 years ago, and I want to make this clear, you know, I put up on my website and read it multiple times on the air. I believe it was a true word from the Lord that God said, I am against you, Pentagon, and your plans to make war against my people. We're seeing right now a two-star general. They're asking him to be court-martialed because he gave Jesus a glory at a commencement speech or something. I think the people have got to understand it's a spiritual battle. You touch on it, and I touch on it, but there are a lot of people who cannot equate their faith, in essence, who go to church on Sunday and can't understand that they've now been vilified. So, Alex, the truth is the only thing I know that can confront this. I would say this, that the provocations will become more and more pronounced, okay? And so, again, the idea is that information.
So they're trying to push us into conflict.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you said it earlier, and I want to make it clear, too, that these individuals want a civil war. They're going to push it. If you notice something interesting about the last riot, the Crips and the Bloods came together along with the Nation of Islam, and they were peaceful. But again, when I say relatively peaceful, but when you don't know who's on the police force, this is why, you know, I think it should be know your cop. I have some you know, amazing people, just like you do, that are in law enforcement that send you absolute state-of-the-art information. But I've warned them all, and this is what I'll warn everybody who's in law enforcement that listens to your show today. This is critical, Alex, life and death. Beware of observers assigned to your vehicle. Beware of observers signed to your department. Beware of just recent guys that you know for a fact haven't been out of the military so long that are coming in. And notice their demeanor. You know, street smarts are what saves a cop's lives. Street smarts now can be identified, if you will, to the information.
Absolutely, because when they drop the hammer, they've got everybody actuaried and profiled. They're going to have a night of the long knives where they go after a lot of the people in the government.
Absolutely. And here's the deal. If you're not a politically correct cop, then you've already been targeted for elimination. When the man who it cost him his life, let me one more time run this down, Alex, real quick.
We come back. You're going to have the floor when we come back. I know the story. It's powerful, and it's just crazy.
But here's the deal. We've got to educate them. That's what we're doing. But we also need the people out there that have listened to you, listened to me for all.
They're going to have to get aggressive. Exactly. It's time for everybody to be a leader, everybody to be heard and seen. They can't get us all. The maximum push is right now. The globalists are not invincible. We're going to come back, though, and talk about your friend and more and take phone calls and hit a bunch of other news. The economy, the election, it's all coming up.
It's being called the largest gunfight in Waco City history. On Sunday, a biker brawl left 9 dead and more than 160 arrested. Members from 5 different motorcycle gangs have been charged with engaging in organized crime. The brawl started in the bathroom of the Twin Peaks restaurant just off I-35 in Waco. Witnesses said it quickly escalated into the bar and then out into the parking lot, and that's where shots began to be fired. Interestingly, police were on the scene in seconds. Why? Well, they had the restaurant under surveillance. In fact, New York Daily News reports that several law enforcement agencies, including uniformed Waco police officers, were already outside the restaurant as hundreds of gang members converged. Despite their presence, the shootout ignited, with officers returning fire amid the pandemonium. Sergeant Patrick Swanton informed the press that off-duty cops were also on the scene and jumped in to help during the fight. Aside from the whole story sounding fishy, this proves that we need our Second Amendment more than ever, because even a preemptive massive police presence failed to stop guns from being drawn and fired. Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Welcome to your life. There's no turning back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'll be completely honest with you right now. I'll put all my cards on the table. Welcome. I like to shoot clay pigeons. I like to play golf. I like to fish. I like to hunt. I like to hike. I like to go see movies with my friends. I like to go play pool and drink beer. I like to have a good time. I'm not looking for trouble. I don't have some death wish or power wish. I have looked at the documentation for 25 years, 23, 24 years, been on air 20. And I saw it for totalitarianism that it was, the globalists bragging about a corporate world government. But if we were just going under a corporate world government and it would just be new owners and they wanted to keep taxes low because that actually creates more revenue and they wanted to skim off the top, I would be a talk show host against it and I'd try to reform it, but I wouldn't be every day getting myself right with Jesus, every day just not even able to believe what's happening because I can't go shoot clay pigeons or go play golf or go fishing because I'm physically sick the whole time because I know that the globalists are doing what they're doing. And I just can't avoid reality like Steve Quayle was talking about. That's our problem. And I get people that just want to go to a baseball game or a football game or want to go bowling. I mean, if we weren't in such dire straits, I'd be picking my kids up two or three nights a week. We wouldn't be going home and doing homework. We'd be going to the bowling alley like we did when I was a kid. We'd be going camping. We'd be playing tennis. But instead, I don't know when the big hammer's coming down, but the economy's degenerating. The government's running around like all hands on deck, gearing up. All the manuals we get, nothing about radical Islam, everything about veterans and gun owners. And none of that is going to fly in Christians unless they're planning atrocities to be blamed on us. And man, when Al Jazeera was here with American reporters, or when BBC is here, or when ABC is here, they look at me like they hate me and like I had done something to their kids. I mean, they have really conditioned the public on the enemy side to hate us. And all we want is them to have freedom and prosperity and a future and Americana prosperity. I mean, we're good people. We're just mainline Americans. I instinctively and spiritually cannot bow down and be a slave. I instinctively cannot just give in to all this. And we've had a huge effect. But I'll tell you, it's frustrating. And I'm glad to have done what I've done. We're going back to Steve Quayle in a moment. I am proud of the fact I've been honorable. I can't help it. It's in my bones. I also don't feel worthy at many levels because I'm not perfect. And a incredible task of this magnitude. I mean, do you understand this radio show is the number one worldwide media event in the face of the globalists? Steve Quayle has millions of viewers and listeners as well. I know he's probably glad. I may have a little bit more because it's so dangerous. This isn't fun. I mean, I want people to understand. This isn't fun, okay? I don't go out in public and get awards. I don't want to be famous. I didn't want them to take our guns in Texas like they were trying in 1994. And I learned about the UN model system and all the rest of it. I thought other people would care and want to do something. And you know what? You have cared. You have done something. And they know you're getting active. So I'm telling you, we're approaching a key event. And when I talk about myself here, it's so you as a new listener or viewer can understand this isn't a game. And it's the sincerity we have and the truth we have and the documentation we have. I mean, Steve Quayle is so upset when he's speaking that you can hear him just almost unable to talk, and I know that feeling. So I've just got to go 100 miles an hour to get past the emotion so I can just get it out because there's nothing more frustrating than spending years reading this stuff and reading the books, hundreds of them, written by them, how they put fluoride in the water to dumb us down, how they put chemicals in the vaccines to brain damage our kids, to know they're coming with forced inoculations. It's here. They're coming with everything. They're coming. They're already here. And to see most of the servants of these people aren't even bad. They're compartmentalized. They want to go bowling. They want to go play golf. They want to go shooting. They want to go out with their girlfriend or fiance. They want to go see a baseball game. And so do I, man. And so they look at me and they say, you must be lying, because if that was true, I'd have to do something. Well, it is true. And what's happening is we're rapidly approaching the point of no return, where everybody has to admit that evil took over, and it's about to get a lot worse. So people are finally waking up, and that's why the globalists are coming in with internet kill switches and censorship, and the founding fathers wouldn't be welcome in the military, blah, 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 because they're about to make things so bad, they've got to normalize stuff and hide it in plain view. The toll-free number to ask questions of Steve Quayle is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First time callers, please. 800-259-9231. I will skip this network break to give Steve more time. We'll go to calls. We have a brief pro-life announcement at the bottom of the hour. Jakari is in Cleveland covering what's coming up tonight, but he's going to lead a pro-life event Thursday at the Maine Planned Parenthood Mother Death Camp ship. The SS Ku Klux Klan Command Center, literally, the proto-Hitler facility up the road on Ben White at noon, and we're going to hold up Black Lives Matter with the history of the genocide against black people, and everybody for that matter. And so we're going to be announcing that at the bottom of the hour. We're skipping this network break, but we're just doing the best we can in the face of this evil and the 17 million murdered black people. And even though they brainwash a lot of the black people and turn them against everybody and turn, doesn't matter. We're still going to try to stop them from the real killers, the Democratic Party and their KKK command base. Literally. Just look it up. Biggest supporters of the Planned Parenthood is the KKK. And they've got the moron liberals all out there supporting them. God, they're so stupid. That's another thing. I'm so sick of arguing with idiots. I just. Steve Quayle, you got the floor. I'm skipping the break. You were getting into your friend that was killed for exposing the red, blue, and green list. Now they admit all these lists under InfraGuard, clergy response teams, their HUMET teams, their rollout. I mean, and all these snot noses that have now got security clearances and think they're cool and part of a winning team against us. I mean, it is. They have no idea they're going to be betrayed in the next phase of this once the Civil War kicks off. Steve Quayle, break down exactly what the globalists would like to pull off and why they're always trying to maneuver us towards this point.
The wisest man in the world, at least detailed in history, was Solomon. He said, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The thing is, Alex, is that people have allowed their country to be taken away from them. Now, saying all that, the next step they're going to do is they, and remember this, you can always look at two words. They both start with C, control and chaos, okay? Out of the chaos comes their control. And let me share this. This has got to strike a chord. We're talking about these guys want, and again, this has not sunk in, they want 90% of the world's population dead and done away with, whether by vaccines, whether by weather warfare control, whether by this, whether by that. Now I'm using a different form of weather. But the point being is that that's the end game, okay? The total destruction of mankind, creating the image and likeness of God, and then an insert will come in, an entity made in the power of darkness's likeness. And listen, I think it should have been plain to everyone. When the entity made the statement, America is no longer a Christian nation, probably that's another time he told the truth. Second time is when he said, America is the greatest country in the world. We intend to change all that. So when the press will let the highest officer in the land get away with lie after lie after lie after lie, I believe, Alex, that we're being set up for and this is not a pet plan of mine. It's what I've been told by all the people that I've ever contacted with, or have contacted me more likely, that Russia and China have their plans set for this country. We've talked about Chinese below the border. People didn't believe that. Talked about Russians in Canada. People didn't believe that. Our own government brought the Russians in to help take away the guns. One of the guys whose brother was married to a high-ranking Russian official saw the letter. It was signed by former, I think it was Janet Napolitano. We've seen the murder of innocents. We see it every day. And this is why I salute what you're doing. Again, my goal is get the blacks, and I'm saying that, the Latinos, the whites, everybody to understand who's behind initiating, trying to get us, meaning us collectively, all Americans, to fight factionally and create civil war. The fact that the United Nations is in this country, and I want to share this, Alex, maybe your sources can validate this too, but I've been told that a secret treaty and agreement exists pretty much to give back Aztlan to Mexico. That's why the Desert Southwest was chosen as Jade Helm. Now, have you heard that from any of your sources?
It's incredible you said that. I was told that by some military folks 2 weeks ago. They said, Alex, do you notice that's the Aztlan map? Everything we do is multifaceted. Of course, it's to condition the public. Of course, it's so the public can take pot shots at us and you can be blamed. But more importantly, down the road, they are looking at a civil war and actually breaking part of the country off during that and using that as the excuse to introduce the UN peacekeepers.
Absolutely. Now, look who's on the Security Council, Alex. You've got Russia and China as two of the most powerful members on the Security Council. You've got basically John Kerry running with his tail between his legs to Moscow and begging for a meeting with Putin. You've got the whole strange arrest of Masonic police. You've got the story of one of them going to the Soviet embassy. And this isn't just on, wacky stuff from Europe. This is the real event. Right now, as you and I are on the air, I'm seeing RADCON levels in Hartford, Connecticut. This is important to what we're talking about. Maryland, U.S. Look, they've already decided that they're going to sacrifice Washington, D.C. That's why they set up Denver as the provisional capital of the United States of what's left of it. But the fact that your sources told you that 2 weeks ago, that I'm on your show today is the 18th of May, year 2015, that's got to tell people that we, meaning Alex, I don't know your sources, you don't know my sources, and I can guarantee you they're in different parts of the world and country. But the fact is when we have two or three high-ranking military, intelligence, law enforcement, all these people saying the same thing, I take notice. And and here's why.
Well, let's go back. I mean, remember General Boykin? Remember Admiral Moore? Remember people like Ben Parton, still alive? He was the former head of Air Force Weapons Development. They were always the ones blowing the whistle before. That's what the globalists have as a problem, is that there's so many patriots in the military and in law enforcement, but now the purge is accelerating, and they've got these younger generations that they're filling the ranks with. And I'm not saying all the young ones are bad, but I tell you, they've got their cadres in charge now, and you can just tell. Get into your red-blue list, because that's now come out in mainstream news that they've got these roundup plans. As best I can tell, though, start the Civil War, use that to tear up the military police and the public, then bring in foreign troops to stabilization force later. Folks will beg to have the power turned back on 6 months, a year, 2 years, if they go with this hot plan. But after the stabilization, they're going to take out most of the leadership, the minions that helped bring them to power. They never want to keep that group in charge because they were part of the coup takeover.
Absolutely. It's like the old series with Chris Christopherson, America, spelled with a K. And I encourage everybody to go see that. And it's interesting, Alex, because in the scene in America, and this is what I've been told is planned, again, the man that told me about the Red List, real quick, the Red List are people that are outspoken, obviously gun owners, and this is what I'm trying to get across.
Empowered individuals is what the Pentagon and Jade Helm calls us.
Exactly. But gun owners are on the top list. They're the red list. The blue lists are complicit military and law enforcement that will go along with the initial roundup and takeouts. And didn't it bother you when you heard Jade Helm? And the blue list, by the way, dies in 60 days after the red list is fully culminated. I had a brother, when I say brother, a brother in the Lord, who is a former Vietnam vet. God bless each and every one of you Vietnam vets. He's in the woods. He speaks Russian. They're tracking a joint maneuver or training exercise, and he hears the Russians speaking, and he speaks fluent Russian, saying those stupid Americans, once we've done what we need to do with them, that's when we do them. And he said, Steve, they were openly talking and laughing and snickering. He said, you know what was amazing? He said, it didn't appear that maybe more than one guy who the Russians are training with, they spoke perfect English, spoke Russian. So I said this years ago, the perfect double cross, quadruple cross. The point is, Alex, everybody who can turn on each other will turn on each other. We know that's going to come to pass.
Well, I want to get into red and blue list and green list, but before we go there, look at how they've shut off half our power plants in 7 years. Look at how they've written all the laws to put our jobs overseas. And then we wonder why the weathermen, the meteorologists go, yeah, these planes are flying around out here doing something that we believe is blocking the water. We don't know why the weather system doesn't come into the West Coast. They've been for 5 years blocking water to bankrupt all that. You can see it happening to then buy it up later for pennies on the dollar.
And to kill people who are starving. That's the problem, and I think this is what minorities have got to understand. The reason they have been given the benefits, and I say this, the benefits that they begin is so that when the time comes, they can shut them off, the electronic benefits.
It's to make you dependent.
It's to make you dependent. And when that dependence is no longer being fed, literally, or being subsidized, that's when everything goes crazy. And so, again, and by the way, the blue list, again, law enforcement officers, National Guard, military, who go along with the red list to take over the guns, then they get terminated. They don't go to re-education camps. The green list are the people that go willingly and that have no political association.
That's right. They want the next wave is always a bunch of dumb goobers, even in Charlotte Isherby's secret documents that she basically got leaked out back when she was the deputy head of education, was that once they've taken over with the police state, then they phase that out completely and have these cult-like little trendies going around that just run everything.
Yeah, it's THX 111. Seriously. Or it's the new cyborgites, okay? It's the composite entities that are as little human as possible. This is what Ray Kurzweil, all the people we've talked, that's not for this show to talk about that, but all people have to do is look up two words, transhumanism and singularity. So when I hear I don't believe, my immediate response now, Alex, is you don't think. When they say, you're crazy, I said, I may be crazy with truth. You're dumb unto death with lies. I'm sorry, but that's where we're at right now. And again, people have got to take responsibility. Look, it's my kids. I'm a grandfather. I say that because I never thought I would be a grandparent. But the point being, I look at my grandchildren and I weep. I look at my kids. Half my kids get it. Half my kids don't.
Oh, I know. It's even in your own family. And I mean, here's the thing. 9 times out of 10, the wildest stuff we're talking about, it turns out being worse than we were saying. I mean, that's what's so crazy is that think about everything that's already happened, what we put up with now. If you listen to our shows in 1996, it's like all come true. And then I'm just hoping that we are wrong. The problem is 95% of what we say is from them. It's out of their fat, stinking mouths.
Listen, it's biblically prophetic, obviously the Great Tribulation. When I first went on talk radio, let me just point out a statement I made 25 years ago. I said, you'll know you're in the end when all the world's dormant volcanoes go active.
I remember you saying that in 1996. Yeah. I remember you saying the great ring of fire will heat up, you'll have volcanoes everywhere, and I'm like, this guy's entertaining, but I was like, come on, Steve. I mean, let's be honest. I would tell you on air, I think you're going too far.
Yep, and there were things that you didn't want me to talk on air about because you even said later they made you nervous. And the point being is that when we're so far ahead of our time, those who haven't caught up with our time can only ridicule, and they can only denigrate. And ladies and gentlemen, and Alex, this is the scary part I've had, and this affects you, so people have got to hear this. When you see an orchestrated hit against InfoWars, Alex Jones, the reporters, listen, your reporters have got testicles. I'm sorry to say it that way, okay? They've got the cojones to go and get it. When you hear that the biggest names that most people listen to are inventing stories, whether it's Brian Williams, whether it's the whole cadre, these guys trying to be something they're not. And then I got to tell you, you got guys who are out in the field like Joe and all these people, Jakari, you know, these guys are fearless. And what's interesting is that they have the truth. Notice this, the cowards live in a world of lies. And I tell people the American battle cry is not meow, okay? And I won't go
there. And exactly, we're just trying to bring back real journalism. We openly admit our bias of liberty and tell them the truth. And it's all successful. We are successful. They can see our success. And so they are coming after us in so many ways I won't even get into, Steve. What do you think I should be doing? Just praying more? Because my sixth sense is look out. My sixth sense is get ready. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, your sixth sense is correct. You need to upgrade your security. You know, and I pray, Alex, you've heard me pray for you, your wife, your kids. And, you know, by the way, I want to say something to my critics and Alex's critics. Neither one of us kiss anybody's butt. We're trying to tell all you people they're going to be forced to bend down and kiss bottom that you don't have to. It's get right with Jesus. And I mean that, Alex. I am subject to the knowledge that outside of the grace of God and all the people praying for you and praying for me, the point is we could go into eternity at any time. And we have to live with our mortality on a moment-by-moment basis. Increase your security, and increase your prayer life. That's what I would say to do.
There's no doubt that this is some bad stuff's coming down for everybody. I've never seen such an exponential gear up, and I can feel it, too. We'll be back with your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The hashtag Black Lives Matter is being used by demonstrators all across the country. But why should it be capped with the actions of police? What if it was expanded to include another area where lives are being lost? Abortion. It wasn't that long ago that New York reported it had more black babies aborted than born. With this in mind, join the Black Lives Matter demonstration this Thursday, May 21st, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Planned Parenthood on Ben White Boulevard in South Austin. The demonstration will be aired live on the nationally syndicated Alex Jones Show. Make your own Black Lives Matter signs and join us this Thursday, May 21st, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Planned Parenthood located at 201 East Ben White Boulevard in Austin. Be sure to use the public right-of-way and let's put truth into action.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Ha 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 ha
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark.
Well, the evil is now out in the open, and it always seeks to totally dominate and control the good. And when you've got a government that's openly run by foreign banks, putting us under secret treaties, just dismantling every basic freedom, teaching five-year-olds the most bizarre stuff you can imagine, you know that the hammer's about to drop, and you can just see the gear up. I mean, I'll tell you, it's financial. The numbers are coming in that despite unlimited money printing, it has not helped the economy because the elite give themselves the money, don't even pass it into the economy. Then you just have inflation, but at least you'd have an economy. Now we have inflation because of elite spending, but we don't get any more of the profits. And when I think about the time bomb of the spoiled brats out there that only care about themselves, all these rich people and middle class folks, when the bottom drops out, and then I think about 100 million people on welfare, 50 million on food stamps. This is a time bomb. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, is our guest. Before he leaves us, we're going to talk about True Legends, the series that he's now basically the main host of. I'd say starring in, but he doesn't like people to use those type of words. Very humble man. And we're going to play some of the amazing HD video of him in the jungle and investigating ancient ruins and things to understand exactly where all this comes from and why the elites always engage in basically satanic activity, human sacrifice, you name it. What is this evil that keeps manifesting? We're going to talk to him about that in a moment and go to George, Chris, Rich, Michael, Max, and many others. But coming up, Mikhail Phelan had this idea about a month ago, one of our great writers and investigative journalists. I was asking around, Jakari Jackson said, yeah, I'll be glad to lead that. So I want to do it while we're live on the radio and TV so hundreds of thousands can see it, millions can hear it. This Thursday at the main Planned Parenthood facility in Austin, Texas, I'm going to have Reverend Childers of BlackGenocide.org on. I'm going to have the other folks from a pro-life group up in Dallas on. Also, to promote what Jakari's doing, they're going to reach out to their pro-life groups. But whether you're pro-life or not, come on. Planned Parenthood was set up by Margaret Sanger, who got awards from Hitler, gave awards to Hitler. That's on record in the National Archives. You can just type in Margaret Sanger's racist quotes. You can see scans of her letters saying we got to kill the black weeds. 51% to 52% of black people have been aborted, 17 million since Roe v. Wade. And it hadn't helped their communities. They're worse than ever. What's the answer? Kill them all? See, all the people claiming you're racist if you don't support Obamacare or if you don't turn your guns in, they're the real poverty pimps. The Democratic Party, not that Republicans are any better, but the Democratic Party were the Klan. They had a Southern strategy that wasn't working because Republicans under Eisenhower were getting all the minorities to vote for him and whites who were Christians and veterans. And Southerners like my dad's dad. And East Texas is the South, folks. Texans always go who are ashamed of being part of the South. That's not part of the South. It's really part of both. You know, he ran on an Eisenhower-type platform, got elected to county government, and was for, you know, desegregation and stuff like that. And he was a World War II combat vet, Army Air Corps. They got that we needed to fix this country. And he, of course, was pro-life as well, you know, before he died. The point is they're killing people across the board, and they're saying Black Lives Matter when out of 330 million people, you know, there's probably a couple of questionable shootings by the police of black people a week. There's just many or more of white people. Those don't get the same attention because they haven't invoked all the race garbage. So we're going to be out there with signs that say Black Lives Matter, trying to hijack the Justice Department's movement to create race war, to point out the real racial attacks are against black people in the womb, and we know they're innocent. So briefly to pop in is InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew. Then we're going back to Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com. Rob Dew, tell folks about this demonstration coming up. Everybody needs to be out there. It's short notice, but I want to see at least 100 people out there. And let me tell you, if you're black, you really need to be out there because they're targeting everybody with abortion and all this. But let me tell you, you are the apple of their eye. So I expect to see a lot of black folks that are listeners out there at this event. But anybody who isn't for a genocide, who wants to stand against this and break the Justice Department's spell of racial divide. This is a key event. Call the media and tell them get out there and cover this as well. Go ahead, Rob, do.
Yeah, so it'll be this Thursday, May 21st, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. While you're on the air, we're going to be there. We'll be getting there a little early, but it'll be kicking off at 11 to 2. 201 East Ben White Boulevard, 78704. You put that in a map, mini map application out there, and you'll be able to find it.
And if it's raining, bring a big umbrella.
Yeah.
The babies are inside with scalpels and picks and knives are raining.
So. It's not going to be cold. We were out there during the 50th of the JFK protest in freezing rain weather, and we were fine. We were out there the whole day. So being out there 3 or 4 hours, you'll be fine. We're going to be printing out some pretty big signs. They're going to be 18 by 24. We're getting those printed off. We're sending them off to the printer today.
Why are you racist against killing the black people?
Well, speaking of racist, let me read a quote from.
Why don't you just kill Margaret the black Sanger. People? You'd be liberal.
Well, here's what Margaret Sanger said. Founder of Planned Parenthood. Colored people are like human weeds and are to be exterminated. So is her.
That's in a letter to Colgate.
Right. And so blackgenocide.org, we've interviewed the founder a few times. He's asking, is her vision being fulfilled today when you have at least 35% of the abortions in America are done to black people?
Now, some cities it's up to 80%, but
right.
it's...
Oh, yeah, New York...
Childers has cracked the numbers. It's 51.
Yeah. Yeah, it's they're saying it's 1,800 a day. I mean, there's all these statistics you could look at, and it really is. Abortion is a war on people.
And it's real racism. The point is, it really is done on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's... Well, they're in... 78% of the Planned Parenthoods are in lower income neighborhoods. So they're going after the minorities. It's amazing. And then, you know, there's some pretty cool stuff on black. I say cool. It's the way they organize and talk about how.
Yeah, let's document it, Cam. We can show the history of genocide.
Yeah, you look at this. The history of genocide, talking about how the Nuremberg trials were made to redefine people and the victim class. And now you have in 1973, and I sent you guys the link on that as well. They define who a person is. Well, now a person's somebody who hasn't left the womb yet or who has left the womb. So then that kind of leaves everybody up for grabs. If you're still in the womb, you're a prime target at this point. So it's a really, you could just go to blackgenocide.org and go to their, it's called abortion and genocide page. And you could just read how they were classifying people and how they started, dividing people into different subgroups and say, now veterans
don't get care. Now old people don't. It's dehumanization. It's coming up this Thursday during the 3-hour show. We're going to be spending 20, 30 minutes each hour out there talking to folks. And if you like killing black people, you think this is a great thing, or the white kids or Hispanic kids or Asian kids in there, you can also come on the show while we're out there with our live cameras and tell us how it's liberal and loving or how they aren't babies. Rob Dew, thank you so much. Anything else?
We've shown the map a couple times. We'll be on the sidewalk there in front. There's also a nice big area in front of where Congress Avenue meets up with Ben White. So we'll probably be spread out all along there. It's a 2 buildings down from the intersection of Ben White and South Congress. So hope to see everybody out there. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thursday, May 21st, 201 East Ben White, 78704. Like to see you out there.
And we should put a press release out with this video breaking this down.
All right.
Thank you so much. All right, Steve Quayle's our guest for 5 minutes the next hour of Overdrive, and that's all she wrote for this transmission. I do want to go to these phone calls here that are on the board. But, Steve Quayle, before we do that, any points on abortion, any points on the Democratic Party and its history, and tell us about your new TV show.
Well, first of all, you really covered Margaret Sanger, and this is the quintessential slap in the face of the Afro-American population. The point is that it's genocide. That's what I can't do a better job on that than you just did. The point that we made earlier about the Democrats historically funding all the giveaway programs was ultimately, and I'm going to say this, it's for the day of slaughter, Alex, and that's exactly what we're trying to prevent by the grace of God, if he gives us a little more time to save more lives. And a nation that is bathed in blood, the whole abortion issue, let me give you my 2 cents on
that. It's about cursing America, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's about the sacrament of abortion. Satanists have said, you Christians are, this was said to me, you Christians are so stupid. You don't get it. This is our sacrificial altar mocking everything you believe. And I said, I get it. I'm sorry, but I even understand you. That's what I told the person.
How many abortuaries has it turned out? It turns out that they are doing weird rituals, dead babies, blood, and they go, oh, the doctor was just crazy. No, they're Satanists. Who else do
Absolutely.
You think wants to kill? Of course, the Satanists usually are the third trimester ones. Other ones just want money. But the guys that'll do the third trimester, they love it. They are sacrificing babies.
Absolutely. So we're in a spiritual conflict. conflict, Alex. We're told in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, everybody quotes it. You've heard me say this on even Coast to Coast, I'm sure. But point is that it's the testimony of Jesus. That's who it's talking about. Now, look at this country. You can worship anything and anyone. If you want to see how, and I would include and encourage the Afro-American community, go and read the statements that the president has made concerning Jesus Christ and the Old Testament. Yet when you compare it to what his statements about Islam, it's the truth.
He attacked Christianity on Easter this year.
Yes, he did, and mocked it and ridiculed. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, so shall he reap. And even as we're talking today, Alex, the blood is running. You know, it's funny, and for the record, that wasn't me in the True Legends trailer, though Tim looks like a younger me when I had more hair. Timothy Alberino took a film crew down to Peru and Bolivia looking for we're actually on the trail of live giants, actual giants who have been seen in Peru and Bolivia in contemporary times. But in order to lay the basis, the technology of the fallen, we're laying out the case, and this you know, is on my website. You can go look at it, or you can go to TrueLegendsTheSeries.com.
Sure, but it is you sitting in front of the fireplace.
Yeah, that is me. Forgive me. That is me. You know, maybe my ego demands I wish I were in the jungles. But the point being is that we're presenting a series. I'm funding a series, you know, trying to raise the funding for the series for 9 episodes as opposed to the Everything is Aliens crowd. We've got some of the best eyewitness views of who's messing. You know, anytime, for instance, my film team was constantly monitored by intelligence agents and agents of the Vatican for the record to keep an eye on what we're doing. So it's going to be an amazing thing. The 5-minute trailer, I would hope everybody takes a look at, because it's as you said, it's incredibly well done. And the documentary should be out available on the 15th. The sale of proceeds will fund the other 9 issues. And you know, man, I just am in awe at how you pull off everything you pull off, because it costs millions of dollars to do what you got to do. Fortunately, our budget, you know, is that we can do each episode for about $100,000 to $125,000. I have been approached by the past. I get calls almost weekly, emails easily every other week from History Channel, Geographic Channel, all these guys wanting me to come on, wanting to turn over my pilot friend that actually flew a dead giant out of Afghanistan in 2005, and basically when the Special Forces team went in to take them out. The giant killed them all, ate them all. And the fascinating thing is, I got to share something that's interesting, is that when we're down there, everybody who's like in the 75 to 80 years, whether they're in Sardinia and the Mediterranean or in South America, Peru and Bolivia, the point is that the old have an amazing story to tell. The young people, they're just buying into what they see on TV and what they watch on the internet.
Well, we certainly know there's a lot of hidden, crazy stuff, and you've said things before I thought were just over the top, and then they turn out to be true. Well, I definitely want to watch these series, and it's really interesting. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Let's go to Chris in North Carolina. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, sirs. This question is for Steve Quayle. Sorry, I'm about to say Dan Quayle. That's weird.
It's okay. Dan Quayle's. Go ahead.
My question is, do you think the government already knows about an impending doom from Islamic terrorists in the Jade Helm area? Do you think that's going to implement martial law?
Well, I think it's going to be one of the things that springboards us into martial law. And you can't say ISIS and open border with any type of intellectual or emotional or moral integrity. Why have the borders not been secured? Alex has had people on. I've talked to them, interviewed them, read their emails on the air. They're basically saying, if we arrest anybody who's a known terrorist, and I'm not talking about Latinos or Hispanics, they're talking about someone comes in from the State Department and orders them let go. So the point is, absolutely, ISIS, here's the point in terror. Terror is ultimately to bring about submission, and that's what they're trying to do. We see it in the politics of radical Islam in the United States. We see it all through the Middle East. And the point is, we could have stopped this. And if anybody remembers, Alex, remember the long victory parade, 4.5 miles long, of ISIS and their captured U.S. stuff in Iraq?
Yes.
And people were saying, saying, why didn't we hit them then? Well, simply because the powers that be in this country, deep down, they are Satanists, and they're going to use everybody. It goes right back to Albert Pike's statement, you know, turn the Muslims against the Jews, Jews against Christians, and when everybody wipes out everybody, we bring on Lucifer, the true God. And I'm not going to argue with anybody. That's immoral.
Well, sure, that's what they're doing. And then people say, Alex, you're the guy that exposed false flag terror on 9/11. Why are you saying ISIS is real? They have raised this Al-Qaeda jihadi army. They've changed the name to ISIS and Islamic State to confuse the public. I think Colonel Schaefer on, you name it, the Pentagon knows, 90%+ of the Free Syrian Army is Al-Qaeda, is ISIS. And so our government's funding them. They let them come in. They let them attack. No need to even stage an event now because the upstream, they created them, allowed them to operate through Saudi funding, through NATO funding. Then they can take our liberties in the response to ISIS. And ISIS, in return, is given part of the Middle East as their payoff for being the secret army that destabilizes the West so a police state can be put in place. And that's the bottom line of what's happening. Separately, though, it just shows what a farce Homeland Security is because they say their main mission is who? Those of us that don't want to go along with the New World Order. Thank you, Chris. Let's talk to Michael in Mississippi. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Steve. Steve, I had a question. I've listened to several interviews that you've that with Bob Fletcher, including the one you did on the Hagman Show. And Bob Fletcher's pretty much put his investigative credibility and reputation on the line about an incoming celestial event that he believes martial law must be established or set in place.
That's right. A lot of folks think there's a asteroid coming in or something. What do you know about that?
Well, years ago I talked specifically about Nibiru. That's the official ancient name, the 10th planet.
Planet X.
Yeah, Planet X, Gabriel's fist, Lucifer's hammer. And based on what a Navy SEAL I posted on my alert site, Navy SEAL explains a big event as being that, okay? In other words, Alex, they know of all the earth changes that are going to be happening. They know of all of the electrical discharges. They know of Roche's, R-O-C-H-E's, limit. And the point is that the whole universe, if you want to look at it real simply, is go and look up Velikovsky, Worlds in Collision, and then the time of this is interesting because we've heard both of us from separate sources that they're stocking their underground.
Well, sure. And how many record blood moons have there been?
Well, what is it? Three? The fourth is coming up.
I mean, I don't even put stake in all this, but the elites do. They're obsessed with it all.
What's your health worth to you? You probably can't place an exact value on it, but its importance has certainly increased greatly as you've grown older. Yet some companies seem to believe you can be lured in with cheap prices and false promises. That's never been the way Supernatural Silver has chosen to do business. Long ago, we set out to create a product that was light years beyond colloidal and ionic silver. Through extensive research and testing, we succeeded in making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective. Some might call us a premium product, but we simply strive to be a product that worked. Supernatural Silver is strong enough to fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungus, but safe enough to be used internally or topically. And it's powerful enough that just a handful of applications per week can give you better results than the daily use of those bargain silvers. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off your order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Final segment of the main radio broadcast. We're in a little 5-minute overdrive that's internet only. Infowars.com/show. Well, some stations carry the fourth hour, so that's not quite true. I want to thank all of our affiliates out there. Be sure and support them. Be sure and support the sponsors. Spread the word. Some of the stories up on Infowars.com. Explosive new documents reveal Obama Clinton spin and lies on Benghazi. Al Gore's climate change lies exposed. The latest on that, now he says in a few more years we'll be all flooded and dead, basically. Of course, he said in 2007 it would be by 2013. Leftists exploit biker bloodbath to complain about white privilege. They say, why isn't the National Guard out on the street? Because they arrested everybody. It happened in a localized area. It isn't just random people going out and burning stuff. It was a outlaw motorcycle gang impromptu rally. And the whole thing's very suspicious. Now they've got a giant rot rally coming up in Austin, Texas, and who knows what's going to happen with that. Most of the bike riders are great people. I don't care if you want to wear an outfit and be part of a club. I'm talking about the criminal groups claim they're anti-establishment, but all I see is them working with the establishment, with their drug dealing and all the rest of it. Going back to Steve Quayle, we're taking phone calls. Steve, what do you think is really going on with this? I mean, you say you have some questions about it. Why does everything keep popping up in Texas?
Well, I think that Texas, number one, has one of the the strongest real-based economies in the world without massive amounts of debt. Number two, it's the spirit of the Alamo. Number three, it basically is because if that secret agreement that is in place that I've been told that you've been affirmed that it is to return Aztlan to Mexico, then obviously the greatest resistance is going to come from Texas. Texas has a history. And by the way, wasn't there a TV series out or HBO special called The Sons of Texas? I think there was or something or is coming out, and I thought that was very prophetic in its timing. So it's because of the border, it's because of the strength of the people, it's because you're obviously a God-fearing state historically, with, you know, minor exceptions in some of the politics, and the idea of all of the assets that are available in Texas, meaning they are.
Oh, it's definitely its own standalone country, and the U.S. surpassed a year ago Saudi Arabia in global production. That's mainly Texas. Is the biggest oil producer in the world. It has its own infrastructure. They've looked at the demographics, and they know politically Texas is not going to say yes to the New World Order. And so Jade Helm is a dry run. We're not demonizing the military. It's there to condition them as well. Rich in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex and Steve.
Welcome.
What a combination. It's great to talk to both of you guys at the same time. You guys are excellent. I watch your videos, and, you know, I connect the dots.
Thank you, brother.
You're both skirting around the big dots. You both see it, but you don't see it.
Well, hey, you're on the air. No, don't need to preface it. Got a minute and a half till break. Go ahead.
Look at the work of one Gil Brossard and Planet 7X and forget all the rest of the crap. And then look at Richard Shaw's new production on the Torah codes. And these are the two biggest dots that are interconnected that you're missing.
You know, I've been on the air for 20 years, and I'm always hearing about Planet X. I know there's a Kuiper belt. There's an asteroid belt. I know we get struck by big objects. I know it's real. But people are always saying it's coming in 2-3 years, and it just becomes this all-encompassing thing. I know governments are dug in. 4 big collisions, comets, you name that. I mean, so I know that's a real threat. Yellowstone, supervolcano, all of it. But to just say it's this and it's going to happen, I don't think we can say that. Steve Quayle?
Alex, you know, I hear about Yellowstone's going to blow any minute. I fly down there almost weekly sometimes. I mean, I'm down there. It's not ready to blow. The bottom line is it doesn't do you good to worry about Planet X if you're going to be get wiped out, you know, in August, September, should Jade Helm go active. The timing is always the issue. Doesn't do
Stay
you
there,
good
Steve. Back in 70 seconds. I want you to finish up. SteveQuayle.com, Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Nightly News Tonight, 7.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best-tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues.
That's right.
It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The over-the-top nature of reality is why so many people just can't wake up, because it is legendary, epic, what's happening. And let's say we're exaggerating, and half of it's true, it's still over-the-top insane. And unfortunately, I think it's probably worse than we're saying in many respects. The elite have gone insane like Caligula. I want to go to Max, Mike, and others here in just a moment, and I want to give final comment real quick after that to Steve Quayle. I really appreciate riding shotgun with us today. Max has a question for Steve Quayle on weather weapons. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex Jones and Quayle Man. I was wondering, with the weather weapons they use, electrofrequency, magnetism, microwaves, and also chemicals, do those interfere also with, I naturally assume so, the human body and mind, and also a further extension of MKUltra?
Are you asking me if it can affect the human mind?
If they're also used to affect the human mind, yes.
Thank you, Max.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm sorry, Alex. His phone broke up or something. I could barely hear.
Yeah, that's why I let him go. His phone went bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. There are so many studies. You can go on the internet, electronic mind control. Also, it's possible to produce heart attacks. I mean, they have electromagnetic weapons, and I believe that's what they used on Breitbart when they killed him within five or 10 minutes after National Defense Authorization Act, 1867 was in place, Andrew Breitbart was dead.
What about Michael Hastings and blowing his car up? I mean, they really are killing people.
Yeah, for a certainty, and I've done my homework, Alec. It's just on Weather Wars. People say, well, they can't do that. I'm just telling you, they can, and when I've spent, I'm looking at my, 400, 500 footnotes, whatever there is. The point is, yes, they can, yes, they are, and yes, they will.
We're not in Kansas anymore, as I say every day. I mean, we are in a futuristic weirdo land, and the public still thinks we're back in 1950. We're not. Let's talk to, let's go ahead and talk to Drew in Missouri. You're on the air with Steve Quayle. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, great. Great talking with you two. Real quick, my question is, I got 2 small kids, and I want to be prepared for this upcoming Civil War. What are the 3, maybe 3 top things you suggest a guy should do? I got a farm, I can prepare and self-sustain. What do you suggest, like guns and ammo, silver and gold? stockpile food and water.
Yeah, by the way, they've been holding gold down. It's starting to go back up. Steve Quayle, what would you do, the top things to get ready for the unraveling of society, which we know is coming? The only question is when.
Right. Well, this is going to sound extreme, but at the time, when I say extreme, at some point, all of us have to throw our smartphones away, okay? That's true. That's a radio tracking beacon.
Oh, yeah, they track you everywhere you go with it.
Yeah, yeah, but the number one, food first. What I'm telling everybody, Alex, food prices are going to rise. Food will be available, but at nothing near recognizable prices. So no matter what a budget is, I know the farmer's got food and stuff stored up. You have to have a form of self-defense. You must absolutely, and be familiar with it. I'm sorry, a father is charged biblically to protect his family. And Alex, you've gone on record, I've gone on record, there's nobody, as long as we're alive and God gives us grace and breath, that are going to harm the
world. That's right, and it's not that we're looking for violence. You've just got to be ready to kill for your family and already be preset that you're not going to think about it when the time comes or you'll be dead.
Absolutely. The other thing you've got to think about is having a secondary location. Everybody needs a back door. By back door, if you have land, sir, you know, make sure that you have other areas on your land beside the home. The point is that, you know, you've got to get a realistic working knowledge of the things that disappear first, and you want to be where everyone else isn't when the cash are killing cash. So the only way people outside of the system who won't take the mark of the beast will be able to do any type of commerce is with gold and silver. There's an attack on that. They've kept it down. It's getting ready to move. And we're watching that in the last 3 days.
That's right. I want to have you up very soon, if you can do it, Steve, to break down, because you're a top prepper, one of the main founding guys. You never talk about that, about just the war on individualism, on cash, on farming, on the family. I mean, we can see the systematic takeover. SteveQuayle.com, amazing books and information there on the site. People can check out and support you. Thank you so much, Steve Quayle.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
Thank you.